This is the NTT IndyCar Series.
Graham Rahal's going to jump to the outside. He gets out of the groove. Rahal washes up. He has to jump way out of the throttle.
Let's see what happens with that PPG machine. Four tires go in. This is a really good stop. Joseph Newgarden
going
down in the
wheel. Going wheel to wheel through turns one and two. They're going to stay side by side at the exit of turn two.
He'll hit his spots for the final time. Great final stop. No changes. Scott McLaughlin.
They go side by side into turn number four. Side by side to the start finish line. And Joseph Newgarden will steal the win.
I've never been so fired up.
With live flag-to-flag coverage from Texas Motor Speedway, this is the IndyCar Radio Network.
A storied history dating back to 1997, Texas Motor Speedway's list of winners include legends like Dixon, Franchitti, Castro Neves, and Unser. But drivers such as Billy Boat, Mark Dismore, and the late John Paul Jr. also have won here. Who will add to its lore at the Grand Facility today? This is Mark James. We'll find out over the next couple of hours as we welcome you to the PPG 375. Davey Hamilton, our driver analyst, back-to-back polls for Felix Rosenquist. Arrows McLaren with three of the top five today. Alexander Rossi, third. Pato O'Ward, fifth. The big three now have some company.
Yeah, they sure do. I tell you what, right now, I'm just talking to some other drivers, our friend Zach Veach as well, doing a lot of straight-line testing for the Arrow McLaren team. They are serious about it, brought some of that Formula One technology over to IndyCar. And not only is it working on the road and street course, it's definitely working on these ovals as well. So no surprise from the time they unloaded. They were fast, all three of them. So they're going to be hard to beat today.
Pretty interesting day yesterday for practice to qualifying, and then the final practice session. Three vastly different sessions. There were a lot of guys feeling good after that morning practice session, and there were a lot of guys, those same guys, many of them scratching their heads after qualifying.
Yeah, you know, one thing that changed is, you know, back when they were the first practice session, you're in a tow, you're in a draft, you get some high speeds. We see that. But when they went to qualify, the wind picked up. You had a really stout headwind going down the back straightaway, a tailwind down the front straight. By the way, just opposite today. That wind is just the opposite today. So that, you know, getting your gearing right. We've seen Will Power was such a great first lap. But then he got into the rev limiter on the going into turn one on that second lap, cut his speed down. So getting your gearing right, it's not easy.
Let's start by hearing from our poll center, Felix Rosenquist. Nick Yeoman's on pit road today. Hello, Nick.
Yep, thank you so much, Mark. Second year in a row that Felix Rosenquist will bring them to the green flag. We talked yesterday with a 28-car field. That's got to be a bit of a sigh of relief, knowing that any carnage that's going to happen is going to happen behind you.
Yeah, it's always good being up front here in Texas. You know, it's a pretty hectic mid-pack in IndyCar these days, and it's a lot of quick drivers. It's actually no slow drivers at all, and that's what makes it nice to kind of be up there to be able to dictate the first couple of laps. I'm sure it's going to, you know, be all kinds of strategies and stuff going on after a while, but to have that clean start is going to be huge. Also have my teammates right behind me, so that's going to be cool as well. A lot of papaya up the front, as we like. So, yeah, we're excited, ready to go.
Yesterday in the afternoon practice session, we saw a lot of drivers moving up using that second groove, a lot of side-by-side action. Preview this race. What do you think you'll expect to see?
Yeah, I think both lanes will work both ends. I think especially for the leaders when they kind of catch the tail of the field, to be able to go on the outside to pass lap cars, I think that's going to be key. If you have same pace, it's going to be hard to get around someone outside. You almost need that tire advantage or pace advantage. But yeah, then obviously the three stopper or the four stopper, you know, that's something we don't know depending on how much yellow we have. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really good show, to be honest. A lot of action out there.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's our pole sitter, Mark, Felix Rosenquist.
Scott Dixon has five wins here, Davey. He starts second. Takuma Sato, his first race with Ganassi, sharing a ride with Marcus Armstrong this year, will start sixth. Alec Palou, seventh. Marcus Ericsson, a surprising 16th after his win at St. Pete. So, obviously, Ganassi Racing loaded again. 124th IndyCar win for Ganassi at St. Petersburg, the 245th for the organization. And how about Alex Palou? That was his 26th top 10 at St. Petersburg in 34 starts. That's 76% of the time he's finishing in the top 10. Ganassi had a pretty good day yesterday.
Yeah, a great day, great weekend, the first weekend in St. Petersburg as well. And speaking of Dixon, he's going to start second. And a five-time winner here. I think he could make it six today, Mark. I really think that he has something for these guys. They have such good strategy. He's patient. He's good on when it comes to tire deg. We're going to see that. For example, you can run 60, 65 laps on a fuel stint, but the tires, about 40, 45, they're really slowing you down so much it may benefit the pit. So I think being up front is going to be an advantage today, being in clean air all day, because tire deck is going to play a big part.
Will Power, Pato Award, Joseph Newgarden, those guys seem to be the ones that were most comfortable. Everybody seems to be fairly comfortable with the high groove, if you will, in 3 and 4. There aren't quite as many drivers that are comfortable with that high groove through 1 and 2, but the three that I mentioned seem to be yesterday.
Yeah, you know, 1 and 2 is tricky after riding them down there today in the two-seater. Plenty of grip on the bottom. As you move up, you know, I got to remember, I got more downforce than all these guys in that two-seater, so we're loaded. So it seemed okay. I didn't get really much slipping around, and I know we were 2 and 3 wide going through the corners, but turn 1 and 2, for whatever reason, is more difficult to get on that outside than it is 3 and 4. So I expect if you could just get a good setup on the car in front of you, go down that back straightaway and try to make that outside move down in 3 and 4.
Well, I mean, with a dog leg, it's narrower, and that's one of the issues.
You know, it's just narrow. It's just something different about it. It seems like, you know, you turn, it's almost a sharper turn in even with a dog leg than turn 3 is, and it doesn't have that dog leg. So it's just, and then another thing, with that black sealer they put on that second groove, just when your eye sees that, it just seems like, okay, that's supposed to be slick up there. So you just, even though it's getting better and better in your mind, that's, you know, it's not as much grip up there.
Well, and it seems as though that on starts and restarts, when you're not quite at full bore, that's when the confidence seems to be able to try it. But if you're 10 or 15 laps into a run, maybe not so much.
Yeah, when you're wide open and you're, you know, up to speed at 220 miles an hour and you go poke it down in there, it just, you know, we've seen, as you just mentioned, there's 4 or 5 the drivers that really got up there and stayed up there yesterday, they have a lot of confidence, and I think it's going to get better as the day goes. You got to remember, the trucks have ran on this, NASCAR trucks ran on this track last night. Cars have not been on there since, but we'll see if that changes any grip levels at all for these drivers. And it did not rain either, so nothing's got washed off. So it could be good, it could be bad, we don't know, but it's going to be exciting to see turn one on the first lap.
A couple of teams that had a lot to discuss last night. We'll start first with Ed Carpenter Racing. Ed is 18th, Connor 25th, and Reed's VK 26.
Yeah, that's the first team that, you know, they have some work to do, and you know, when you have a team, a complete team with three drivers all slow and running that in those speed ranges, you know there's something mechanically wrong with the cars, or something aerially wrong with the cars, one or the other or both, and just don't have that ultimate speed that they need, you know, to be up front. Now they may race different, but they sure didn't qualify very good.
Let's head downstairs now. Welcome in Michael Young now that we get a chance to talk to more of the drivers who will roll off today.
Well, good morning, Mark James with Simon Pagenaud. And you had a lot of work to do yesterday. Obviously, Elio Castroneves had an issue with his car, so you got to do all the data and figure out what was good, what was bad out there. Walk us through that final practice session and what you can expect today.
Yeah, the final practice was actually quite interesting. We found a lot of good stuff. So I felt more and more comfortable with the car, more happy for my race package. You know, last year we struggled with a rear tire degradation. I think this year we're a little better shape. There's definitely a lot more downforce. The wind has shifted today, so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But overall, I'm confident. We don't have the speed, but we can race, and experience should pay off.
A little help on the back straightaway. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's Simon Pagenaud, guys. He will start on the outside of row number 11.
And let's welcome in our good friend from the Performance Racing Network, Brad Gilley, joins us on Pit Road today. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much. Elio Castroneves is getting ready to hop into his AutoNation Sirius XM Honda, multi-time winner here at Texas. And we've got a good long race in front of us, Elio. Hearing a lot that maybe the packs could tighten up, maybe we'll see a little something different than what we've seen before. You've seen everything here at Texas. What do you expect?
Well, let's see. I see a lot, but not everything, you know. But great to see you, by the way. It's great to have you here. And, you know, for me, it's every time you come to this place, it's always tricky, always different. Now we have the new package, right? So I'm sure you guys have been talking about that. It has more downforce, create the cars a little more options for different lines. Unfortunately, yesterday I wasn't able to practice because we have an issue with the gearbox. However, thank God for the teammates. So now I picked up one of the setups, and hopefully it'll be the gold setup. And we're gonna go. Gotta learn a little bit more, see how the car goes. Especially because yesterday we have the truck cars, or the NASCAR truck race. It put a different sort of rubber with the Goodyear. Now Firestone, we gotta put out our own tires. So let's see how it goes. But feel very confident. It's basically going to be our first race because we didn't race in St. Pete. Unfortunately, got taken out in the first corner of the race. But looking forward to a great race.
All right, good luck to you.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, guys, that's Elio Castroneves.
Yeah, with Kyle Kirkwood. Kyle, I like this new fire suit. It's white with the pink AutoNation logo on it. Final practice yesterday, Simon Pagenaud brought up. The wind has shifted. Talk us through that final practice. Your thoughts starting towards the back after what looked like a successful run at St. Petersburg, going to our first oval of the year.
Yeah, we're starting P20. That's not the best place that we think we could have started. We had a bit more understeer than our teammates had, and that's why we're a little bit further back than them. But right now we got the two Shank cars with us, which is important. We're going to all work together with our pink AutoNation amongst all of them. So that'll be pretty cool. It'll be a sea of pink, hopefully, going forward. But the wind shifted, so that's going to play a factor today. It's probably going to make racing, I would think, a little easier because it's going to affect the draft, because most of the passes that you're seeing yesterday in the final practice was down into turn one. So as you come out of turn four, you're going to be faced right into the wind, which means the draft is going to be even more effective. So hopefully that helps us out to gain some positions and go forward with these cars.
Best of luck to you. Stay safe out there today.
Thank you so much.
Kyle Kirkwood will start on the outside of row number 10, Mark James.
And, Davey, we're talking about other teams struggling this weekend. Graham Rahal will start 24th, Christian Lundgaard 27th, and Harvey 28th for Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan Racing.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that team as well, how well they race, especially I'm going to talk about Graham for the last couple of years. And when it comes race time, he is on the gas. He is good to go, but they just do not have a qualifying setup that he could start towards the front of the pack. And as close as these cars are, Mark, and the competition is right now, it's such a deficit starting in the back of any kind of race. Now, this is an oval. Passing zones are everywhere. So he can come from the back to the front. We've seen that happen. But just more difficult. And if they could finally get a qualifying setup, they're going to be a lot stronger.
Let's hear from the defending 500 champion and State Pete winner, Marcus Ericsson, Brad Gilly.
Yeah, Mark, Marcus Ericsson is looking to go back-to-back after opening the season with a victory. And, of course, what you had in St. Pete going to be vastly different than what we have here at Texas. It's all left turns, but we know it's a lot more than that. What is it going to take to be successful and be here at the end of this 375?
I think patience is a good word today. It's going to be pretty hectic out there. I think it's a lot of cars. The track seems to be pretty good for racing from what we've seen in practice. So hopefully it will be two lanes open for racing, and that should open up the race. Obviously, starting from 16th, we need to make some overtakes and some good strategy calls. But I'm confident we can do that. So I'm looking forward to a fun race.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, there's Marcus Ericsson looking to go back-to-back. As he said, he starts 16th, guys.
Thank you, guys. Pre-race festivities abbreviated a bit. There is the threat of weather later today. Looks like we're going to be in pretty good shape. Fingers crossed that we're going to get it all in. We will go trackside with pre-race festivities when we come back. A little hazy sunshine to start the day here at Texas Motor Speedway, the PPG 375. Will be the first of five oval races on the 2023 campaign. It's the 36th race on this mile-and-a-half oval. Only the Indianapolis Motor Speedway has hosted more events. The 28 drivers entered the most for a race here at Texas since 30 drivers made up the grid for the Firestone Twin 275s back on in June of 2011. Be interesting to see who's going to wear the cowboy hat and celebrate in victory lane. Let's go trackside to get things underway.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remain standing as the Air Force Junior ROTC Honor Guard from Western Hills High School presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation from Texas Alliance Raceway Ministries, please welcome Brett Schisler.
Would you pray with me? Most loving and gracious God, we come here this beautiful day, and we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be here and to pray as free people. And we thank you for the men and women all over the world that help to keep us free. Lord, we come to today, and we ask that you would lift up and that you would protect all of those that have been affected by violence, by helicopter crashes, and by the storms that have ravaged our country these past few days. So, Lord, as we come to you today, we ask for your safety. We ask that you be with each and every one of the drivers, all of the crews, the safety workers, the fans, and with our world. And finally, Lord, we come to you and we ask that you would guide us and direct us in each and everything we do. It is in the strong and beautiful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come and we pray. Amen.
Here to perform today's national anthem is Kate Cowling from Paradise, Texas. She's performed at various Texas Motor Speedway events and has performed on RFD-TV and the Cowboy Channel.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Today's NTT IndyCar Series starting lineup. Row 14.
Jack Harvey, United Kingdom.
Christian Lundgaard, Denmark.
Row 13.
Rinus VK, the Netherlands.
Connor Daly, United States.
Row 12.
Graham Rahal, United States of America.
Stingray Rob, United States.
Row 11.
Simon Pagenaud, France.
Hélio Castroneves, Brazil.
Row 10.
Kyle Kirkwood, United States.
Agustin Canapino, Argentina.
Row 9.
Ed Carpenter, United States of America.
Callum Ilott, United Kingdom.
Row 8.
Marcus Ericsson, Sweden.
Scott McLaughlin, New Zealand.
Row 7.
Santino Ferrucci, United States.
Benjamin Peterson, Denmark and United States.
Row 6.
Devlin DeFrancesco, Canada.
Romain Grosjean, France.
Row 5.
Colton Herta, United States.
David Malukas, United States.
Row 4.
Will Power, Australia.
Alex Palou, Spain.
Row 3.
Takuma Sato, Japan.
Patricio Ward, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 2.
Joseph Newgarden, United States.
Alexander Rossi, United States.
On the outside of Row 1.
Scott Dixon, New Zealand.
And starting on the pole,
Felix Rosenquist, Sweden.
Laps, 375 miles, the PPG 375, 1.5 miles in length. And here to help us sort it all out today, to call the action high atop turn number 4, we welcome in Jake Query.
Good morning to you, Mark. It's another great day here in Texas. You know, yesterday one of the storylines was a swarm of bees that had collected along pit road. Perhaps that's symbolic of what it's going to look like out on the racetrack today when this field swarms their way around this very tricky oval here in Texas. 24 degrees is the banking in turn number 4. I'll be calling them into the backstretch and then that area between those identical banked 3 and 4 turns. Then that lefty, Mark, we saw it yesterday. You get down low enough, that left side rubber might touch some of that grass or be tempted to do so as you set back up for the main straightaway. Things can become very slick if you do exactly that. So that's just another trick that is posed here in Texas. Going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's great to be here with race fans from as far away as Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, that have come here to the Texas Motor Speedway to watch today the NTT IndyCar Series. A pleasure once again to be able to call the action.
Thank you, Jake. The NTT IndyCar Series continues to lead the field in the race for equality and change. Louisa Macer is back with more in this week's On Track with Diversity, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant.
Today, I'm joined by Indy Next by Firestone driver Ernie Francis Jr., driver of the 99 HMD Motorsport with Force Indy. Ernie has his sights set on winning more podiums and further connecting with the community.
Force Indy is part of Penske's Race for Equality and Change, trying to bring more diversity into the world of motorsport. It's an honor to be a part of this program and represent that. It's always been something that I've cared about and wanted to promote more. This year, looking, on track for us, we really want to have a successful competitive year. St. Pete was a pretty decent result for us, going from 17th to 6th in the race. I think we have our sights set on better finishes than that even. We want to be fighting for podiums and race wins. And then, off the track, looking to continue with part of the program that we did last year, having kids come out to the track, showing them around what I do, going to schools and meeting this younger generation and kind of helping to open up the world of motorsport to them, because it is very, very open and inviting once you get into it. It's just, it seems kind of scary at first for them, but it's really cool to see them start to realize that it is a place that they can get into, no matter if they want to be a driver or a mechanic or engineer or in marketing, anything they want to do in the sport. So looking to try and continue that program off the track as well.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. Mark James, Davey Hamilton, moving you closer to the command to start PPG 375 here at Texas Motor Speedway. And I guess the question would be, Davey, how soon will that high groove come in? Or who is going to be bold enough to give it a shot early?
Well, I think early we're going to see some cars, maybe even the first lap, go up there and just test a little bit. And the reason why, you're not full speed yet on the original green flag. You're just getting up to speed. It's a good time to go up there, just kind of feel it out and make sure there is or is not grip up there, just to know what you have to deal with. So I expect to see it on the first lap. But then once the pace gets going, I really think they're going to stay single file. They're going to be at the bottom. But as tire deg starts playing, cars' tires start wearing out, they're going to start slowing down to the bottom, and it's going to force cars to go upstairs.
We are 1 minute to the command. 1 minute to the command.
Okay, so in 1 minute, we'll go downstairs to get the PPG 375 underway. It was 1 year ago, the 600th win for Team Penske. And Davey, Joseph Newgarden got six crisp $100 bills in victory lane. It was a good day for Joseph, and took a page out of the old Sam Hornish Jr. book to come off of turn number four to get that win. He actually credited the traffic on the backstretch that necessitated him moving up high to make that pass
possible.
Yeah,
it worked. It just worked out. I mean, absolutely perfect timing. Newgarden knew what to do with that traffic. His teammate McLaughlin didn't know what to do with that traffic, so he's just trying to play it safe and cautious. The next thing you know, here comes Newgarden on the outside, sweeps away that victory from his teammate, Scott McLaughlin.
Top five a year ago, Joseph Newgarden, Scott McLaughlin, Marcus Ericsson, Will Power, and Scott Dixon, the top five, as we talked about off the very, very tops. Scott Dixon has an impressive record here.
Yeah,
five wins in his career.
Five wins. It could be six today.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think that we just came from a place in which he had never won, St. Petersburg. Now, time to go trackside to get things started.
Race fans, it's time for those most famous words in motorsport. Here to give the command, please welcome today's Grand Marshal, National Collision Director of Berkshire Hathaway, Darren Huggins.
Good morning, race fans. On behalf of PPG, the greatest paint company in the world, welcome to the PPG 375. Drivers, start your engines.
Again, 28 cars make up the starting grid. Let's find out from our pit reporters who and what they will be watching today. We'll start with Brad Gilley.
Mark, thank you very much. We've always seen some great racing here with the IndyCar Series at Texas Motor Speedway, and this year might even be a little bit different from last year. We did see a last lap pass for the win from Joseph Newgarden, but with the new package on these race cars, the field is expected to tighten up just a little bit. How is that going to impact the race teams, especially those who might not have the same close quarters racing experience here at Texas, and what that's going to mean on pit road? I'll be watching that from my end, covering some drivers like Simon Pagenaud, former Texas winner Graham Rahal, and others. Michael Young, how about you?
Well, Brad, I am certainly interested in this higher groove. Obviously talked to several drivers yesterday, and with this new package, as you had mentioned, that outer groove able to be run in. We will see how often those drivers go up there, but more importantly, it's this pit strategy. To get this race done in four pit stops, you need to get to at least lap 50, and once somebody starts diving to pit lane, you'll probably see everybody else follow suit, because new Firestone Firehawks are key here at Texas Motor Speedway. So if you see somebody dive in, although you lose two laps, you'll start seeing everybody else follow suit, because the amount of time you can make up on the track with those new Firestone Firehawks is huge. It'll be very interesting. Got all three Penske cars in my corner, as well as the pole sitter this weekend, Felix Rosenquist. Going to be a lot of fun calling this one, and it's going to be a beautiful day and a great race. Looking forward to it as we head down pit lane to our very own Nick Yeoman.
Thank you, Michael. We're going to keep an eye on the Andretti Armada, as well as a lot of the Ganassi cars, some race favorites as well today in Pato Award and Alexander Rossi. Name of the game today may be patience. Yeah, 250 laps. There's a lot of time to come from the back of the field, but with the pace we saw from some of the fast cars, they are going to be in lap traffic pretty quickly. Some of those drivers at the back of the field, are they patient enough to get out of the way? The drivers at the front of the field, Mark, we know that there's two grooves here. They can run side by side, but when is it too early to push? Got 250 laps to figure it out. We're set to go racing here at Texas.
Interesting to know, jQuery, that over the years that we have raced on a Saturday night here, how much this must-go lighting makes the colors on these cars pop. And yesterday, of course, we battled the sun along with the teams of the drivers, and the sun has a tendency at times to wash out these fabulous liveries on these cars. And with the cloud cover today, Jake, shouldn't have any trouble making out who's who as they make their way around this bad fast mile and a half.
The challenge might be determining which blue and orange machine we are seeing up front, because we have a host of them. The pole sitter, Felix Rosenquist. Behind him, that familiar blue and orange of Scott Dixon's PNC machine. Then it's a lighter blue of orange with Alexander Rossi, followed by Joseph Newgarden and then Pato O'Ward. A lot of talent, a lot of fast cars running up front, Mark, as they get set here and work their way now around turn number one and into turn number two behind the pace car, getting ready to go racing here in Texas.
A lot of drivers bemoaned the fact that they had some time off after St. Petersburg. They won't have to deal with that sort of layoff much moving forward now.
It's
busy
now.
Just a couple
now.
Of weeks, Long Beach, and then we get even busier after
that.
That's
right. They had a month off basically after the first race, a good tune-up race for them, but now the season really starts getting busy. This is where we're going to see the teams get in the groove. We'll see who's the teams to be dealt with and who's going to be competitive and who's going to be running for championships. And the four races before the Indianapolis, or actually five races before the Indianapolis 500 is a key time to be good.
Well, and I mean, it's all about momentum. And yeah. You want to go into that month of May with everything that's at stake and everything on the line. You want to go in feeling good about your efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, that's the one that everybody shoots for. And that's what everybody, that's the race that everybody wants to win. Now, you want to win any of them, and they all count. But the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500 is obviously the crown jewel of them all.
Again, Rosenquist happy about the fact that he's surrounded by some friends and former teammates, for that matter. He's got Scott Dixon starting beside him. Then Rossi, then Newgarden, O'Ward, Sato, Pillow, and Power. Jake, they coming into formation to turn three?
They are indeed coming into formation. As a matter of fact, beautifully right now coming off. The pace car has already gone onto pit road, so Felix Rosenquist with Scott Dixon just beside him. The field looks really, really good, lined up, perfectly spaced. Mark, we're about to go racing here at the Texas Motor Speedway.
And we see the green flag to get the PPG 375 underway. It looks like Felix Rosenquist with the early advantage. Scott Dixon might dance to the high side, or will they tuck him behind him up in turn number two, Jake?
They worked their way into turn number two, and Rosenquist got a little bit of an advantage. Dixon decided to go right behind him. Joseph Newgarden is going to try to split a pair of cars. He works his way into the fourth position. Rosenquist now all kinds of traffic right behind him. Scott Dixon going to look to the outside. outside.
He goes to the outside. They'll go side by side to the start-finish line. Scott Dixon stays to the high side. See if he can slip in front of him into turn number one, and he does. Scott Dixon at the point off of turn number two.
And Joseph Newgarden liked the way that Scott Dixon looked in that middle groove, decided to go exactly there. Rosenquist washed up. So, as a result, Newgarden goes to the bottom line, gets inside now of Rosenquist. So, now it's Scott Dixon, Joseph Newgarden running second.
And Alexander Rossi goes to the bottom side of his teammate with Pato Award in tow. So those three Arrows cars are nose to tail, position 3 through 5, as Newgarden goes to the point of the midway point of the back straightaway.
Pato Award really liked that high line in practice, stayed there, but now keeps it in the fourth position. Now going to go alongside Rosenquist, trying to get the third spot. Leader still Joseph Newgarden with Scott Dixon just behind.
Side by side battle for the fourth position of the start finish line. Side by side battle for the lead. Scott Dixon's going to take it back into turn number two.
Joseph Newgarden has to worry about what's happening with a trio of those orange cars behind him, but he's got about a 2.5 car length advantage right now. Leader again, Scott Dixon, 4 car lengths in front of Joseph Newgarden. Pato Award just slingshotted to the bottom of the racetrack. Move him down to third.
Came from the high side off of turn number two and grabbed that third spot, trying to reel Joseph Newgarden in as the leaders set up for turn number one. Scott Dixon by about 3 car lengths now over Joseph Newgarden.
Davey Hamilton had said he really liked the way Scott Dixon looked in practice yesterday. We also commented on Joseph Newgarden and Pato Award. That's who runs right now 1, 2, and 3. Scott Dixon, your leader. Then it's Joseph Newgarden, 2 car lengths behind him. 8 back to Pato Award.
5 laps complete this time by Dixon, Newgarden, Award, Rossi, and Rosenquist, the top 5. Joseph Newgarden, Scott Dixon, Davey taking turns of the point.
Absolutely. Looks great up there right now. They just need to ride around. I mean, take care of their tires. We see them pretty much single file. The most action is in that top 5, 6, 7 spots. They're moving around a little bit back in the field. They're behaving. Really good start so far in this race.
Felix Rosenquist did say, as a matter of fact, he's not sure because of the fuel mileage situation that up front was the place to be. He said he might settle back a couple of positions and ride around for a few laps.
Yeah, and he did that. We see him actually, you know, was in the lead, then went to second, went to third. He actually moved back into third, and then now he just fell back behind his teammates, getting some dirty air, but clean draft air in that fifth position.
About to lose another spot as Alex Palou slips underneath him. He wants the fifth position. They go side by side to the start finish line. Jake, it looks like Alex Palou is going to grab the spot on turn number two.
When he did that, he went low enough to kick up a little dust. It was Will Power who all of a sudden saw that hit his windshield because he's the next one back there. But Palou continues on the move, now moves inside of Alexander Rossi. So put Alex Palou in that American Legion machine to fourth.
8 laps complete, top 10, Newgarden, Dixon, Award, Palou, and Rossi. Then Rosenquist, Power, Malukas, Roman Grosjean, Colton Herta of the top 10. A side-by-side battle for the second position quickly evaporates. Jake Query off of turn number two.
That's because Pato Award went to the side of Scott Dixon, used that sling to then get himself right on the rear wing of Joseph Newgarden. So Newgarden is your leader. Now it's Award. He's going to peek to the high side of turn number four.
Pato Award was one of the most aggressive to the high side all over the racetrack in the final practice session yesterday.
Yeah, we see it right now. He's looking. Matter of fact, he doesn't need to be in that second groove. He has plenty of room to get down, run the bottom, but he chooses to stay up there. He's really liking that outside line. I think, Mark, if you could get that to work out there, lap after lap, it's going to be a little bit easier in your tires. You're not making as sharp as a turn through that corner, and I think his tires will last better in the long run.
Scott Dixon settled down a little bit. Alex Palou continues to be aggressive. Palou goes to the high side of Pato Award into turn number two.
The thing that's impressive about Palou right now, Mark, is that he seems comfortable in any of the three lanes in which he gets stuck. Right now, it's the middle one he chooses. He's trying to make up a 10-car length advantage on Pato Award, but his bigger concern might be that of his teammate Scott Dixon. Dixon now to the bottom side just behind Palou.
Yeah, Scott is right in the tire tracks of Alex Palou. There's about 2 car lengths separating them, and it looks like Pato Award for now is content to tuck in behind Joseph Newgarden there at the halfway point of the backstretch.
This circuit looks like they might be evenly spaced out and content to do so about 1 through 7. That's when you get to Will Power with Roman Grosjean just behind him. But again, it's Newgarden with Pato, then it's Alex Palou, Scott Dixon, and Felix Rosenquist running in your top 5.
And we'll pick up Alexander Rossi in 6th place. Will Power is 7th. Roman Grosjean is 8th. David Malukas 9th. Colton Herta is 10th. Jake, the spacing hasn't changed much as they've set up for turn three.
Pretty much second verse, same as the first in terms of these last two laps. Newgarden again, this time a little more high off of turn number three, but keeps it high, exiting turn number four, then back down to the racetrack. He keeps on the same line in the turn number one.
A couple of drivers have hit the button early, Davey. Marcus Ericsson, we figured he would. He is plus five. Callum Ilott is plus five. Same for Rinus VK. We've already talked about Pelot. He's plus four.
Yeah, and then Newgarden are later plus three. So guys are moving around. A little surprising. Just curious to see how the Meyer Shank team is going to come out of this. That's Pagenaud and Castroneves. Right now, Pagenaud finds himself in 20th. Castroneves in 23rd, so really haven't gained much.
Takuma Sato has lost seven spots. Felix Rosenquist has lost four, but again, we think that's by design.
Yeah, that's right. Strategy. When you start on the pole, it's unfortunately there's nowhere to go forward, only back. A little surprised with Sato, but you know, he's a smart driver. He's good on these ovals, and I think he's just kind of taking it easy right now.
Pato Award currently in the second position, Nick Yeoman.
And you want to talk about things going according to plan. This is exactly what Pato Award wanted to do. Get to second, and he just heard from the crew to settle in, hit a fuel number, and that they're exactly where they want to be, making fuel behind Joseph Newgarden as he burns up more fuel. So Pato Award charged to second, right in the game plan for Arrow McLaren so far today, Mark.
Steady start, Davey, for David Malukas, Romain Grosjean. They're running around at 8th and 9th.
Yeah, how about that? Great run for both of those drivers. Malukas, we've seen how much talent he has as a rookie last year. He's backing it up this year as well, running 8th. And Grosjean, not an oval guy. Formula 1 guy over here trying these ovals out, but great run so far in that 9th position.
17 laps complete next time by Newgarden, Award, Pelot, Dixon, and Rosenquist, the top 5. Rossi is 6th, Power is 7th, Malukas is 8th, Grosjean is 9th, Colton Herta is 10th. Marcus Ericsson, 11th. Takuma Sato is 12th. Callum Ilott, 13th. DeFrancesco is 14th. Ferrucci, 15th. McLaughlin, 16th. 17th, Peterson. 18th, Canapino. 19th, Carpenter. 20th, Pagenaud. 21st, VK. Kyle Kirkwood, 22nd. Castroneves, 23rd. Ray Hall, 24th. Jack Harvey, 25th. Stingray Robb, 26th. Connor Daly, 27th. And Christian Lundgaard is 28th. Again, 17 laps complete. Joseph Newgarden, your leader in the PPG 375.
Hey race fans, it's Stingray Rob. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
I mean, 250 laps, Davey, we're 22 laps in, and I think what we're seeing is race strategy unfold among these teams and drivers, which is why you don't see a lot of nose-to-tail stuff right now.
Yeah, right now, this is the first stint. We're a long race to go right now, only 29 laps down, or 23, I guess, laps down, long ways to go. So just comfort, get comfortable, settle in, and we see, I even watch Scott McLaughlin. Right now, Scott is in that 14th position, working his way slowly up, but I see him, he got beside Ilott, and just the car didn't look comfortable, yeah. So I think there needs to be some changes on some of these cars. So right now, if you could just survive it to this first pit stop right now.
So again, 24 laps complete now, your top 10, Joseph Newgarden, Pato Award, Alex Pelot, Scott Dixon, Felix Rosenquist, Rossi, Power, Malukas, Grosjean, and Herta, the top 10. Time now to check in on pit lane with a race engineer. Here's Michael Young with the HPD engineering update.
We're with Wayne Gross. He's the manager of Trackside Services. A nice tune-up for the month of May, our first oval of the year, Wayne.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting to be here in Texas. First oval, like you said, a little snapshot of what we have in May, and right now just trying to get this in before the weather hits. It's an exciting race, and let's hopefully we get it all in.
And the nice thing, I don't know how you do as far as weather goes, but it looks like this weather's going to hold off the fans in for a real treat today.
I think so, absolutely. It's an exciting race. IndyCar's made some configuration changes to get a better race for us, and hopefully the fans enjoy it.
We wish you all the best the remainder of this day. Hopefully you get Honda another win.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Got it. That's Wayne Gross. He is the manager of Trackside Services, and that's your HPD engineering update.
Thank you, Michael Young. Davey Hamilton, we are 26 laps into a stint that could go between 50 and 60 in terms of the fuel win. The question is, are we going to start catching lap traffic before we get to the end of this stint?
I think we might, and that'd be unfortunate for those cars. Lundgaard, Daly, Harvey, Robb, you know, the Ray Hall from 24th back, so they're back their ways. But right now, I think fuel is going to go longer in tires, so we'll just have to see who has really good balanced cars. The ones that can go long as they can on fuel, the better off you're going to be, Mark. And I do think that 60-lap range is definitely doable.
To that end, let's find out more from Pit Road, starting with Brad Gilley.
Thank you very much, Mark. I'm on the turn four side of Pit Road, and all of my drivers right now running outside of the top 10, and there's a good reason for that. They are having a handful when it comes to getting around this racetrack. Connor Daly has radioed in a couple of times, said his car is very free. In fact, the same with Ed Carpenter. He said his car is mostly free off two. That's where they pick up a tailwind before they go down the back straightaway. Delvin DeFrancesco, he said he's just barely holding on right now. He was told to use his tools if he needed to adjust the weight jacker or whatever else he can do within the race car. How about you, Michael Young?
Not a lot of talk in the middle of pit lane. Have been listening to Joseph Newgarden, though, and Tim Cindric has been on the radio with him nearly the entire time, letting him know the back of the field about 5 miles an hour slower than he, the leader, Joseph Newgarden. He's got Christian Lundgaard, Carter Daly. He's just coaching him to make his way through the slower tracking, as Davey said. I think they're going to hit this slow pack before we get to our first round of pit stops. What about you, Nick Gilman?
You mentioned coaching. That's exactly what's going on for Marcus Ericsson, who runs in 11th as the spotter and pit crew walking him through the lines he should be taking entering turns one and turns three. As for Scott Dixon, who runs in the fourth spot, he's complaining a little bit of understeer. That was round to lap number 20, so it's certainly going to get worse the farther we go into the run. And as for this first stint, Pato Award, they're eyeing about lap 55, Mark, for our second place running driver for Mexico, who's looked stronger in the early in this race.
Updates from Pit Road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series, getting ready to complete 32 laps. Newgarden, Award, Pelot, Dixon, Rosenquist, the top five. Rossi, Power, Belucas, Grosjean, and Herta, the top 10, and jQuery. They have, for all intents and purposes, caught the rear of the field, Christian Lundgaard and Connor Daly.
That is exactly what Joseph Newgarden sees just in front of him now as he exits off of turn number four. As a matter of fact, he's starting to work his way around now back onto the main straight. One other note, Brad Gilley mentioned the wind. Mark, it's noticeable now in turn number four, coming, of course, across the racetrack as they enter into turn number four. It kind of is at their back, then it starts to push them up a little bit off of the turn.
Here comes Pato Award. Newgarden's having to deal with lap traffic into turn number three.
That traffic right now, Connor Daly was the last one. Newgarden got past him. Then Award did the same. Now Alex Pelot going to go to the high side. He's going to try to do that. Gets caught up just a little bit. That allows Newgarden and Award to run away.
Pelot goes to the high side. He will clear Connor Daly. Pato Award is starting to track down Newgarden now at the exit of turn number two.
They work their way off of turn number two. Again, right now, Pato Award about a six-car length disadvantage to make up. But the advantage is the fact that Joseph Newgarden is coming up on slower traffic once again. So Newgarden's going to have to think about which line to use in a one.
This is where those spotters really earn their keep, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Just to try to keep it safe. Now, watching the fast cars right now, it looks like turn three and four, as we talked about earlier, seems pretty easy getting that second groove and gain a lot of speed. But when they have to go around the lap cars in turn one and two, they really visually see the slow down of the outer, the faster cars over the slower.
Back to pit road, Michael Young.
Yeah, they've been coaching Joseph Newgarden, letting him know where Pottawa Ward is on the track. 7 cars back, 10 cars back. Tim Cindric just hopped on the radio. He said 20 more, so we expect our leader to come in around lap 55.
I mean, 36 laps in, Davey, and we're already lapping cars.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I mean, and that's what happens when green flag happens, when you have this many race cars, 28 race cars on a mile-and-a-half oval. Some guys are going to be off pace. Some guys are going to be super fast. 5-mile-an-hour difference, like you said, between the leaders and the slower cars, so they're catching up to them. Good thing with no yellows. The leaders are putting a lot of guys lap down. The bad thing is those leaders have a hard time getting them back, or the lap cars have a hard time getting them back.
Graham Rahal's now a lap down. Jack Harvey's a lap down, and Christian Lundgaard's a lap down.
Yeah,
what a day for Rahal, Letterman.
Yeah,
I mean,
all three of the Rahal cars, we thought they had raced better than they qualified, but unfortunately that's not the case. And you got to look up here as well. The next car to go a lap down, Stingray Robb at 24th. And look into in front of him, Elio Castro Neves. In that 23rd spot, he'd be the next one to go a lap down.
And Brad Gilley, you tell us it's an uncomfortable ride so far for Graham Rahal.
Yeah, very uncomfortable, Mark. He's gotten on the radio and said that he's fighting a vibration. He was just asked if it's gotten any better. He said, no, absolutely not. And that was right before Joseph Newgarden put him a lap down.
We want to give you a full field rundown now. Getting ready to complete 40 laps, 250 to be contested today. Joseph Newgarden, Pato Award, Alex Pelot, Scott Dixon, and Alexander Rossi are top five. Rosenquist, Power, Belucas, Grosjean, and Herta through 10th. 11th is Ericsson. 12th is Sato. 13th, McLaughlin. 14th is Ilott. 15th is DeFrancesco. Ferrucci is 16th, Peterson 17th, Carpenter 18th, Canapino is 19th, Pagano 20th, VK 21st, Kyle Kirkwood 22nd, Elio Castroneves 23rd, Stingray Robb is 24th, rest of these drivers a lap down, 25th, Rahal, 26th, Harvey, 27th, Daly, 28th, Lundgaard. We've had two leaders, Joseph Newgarden has led 37 laps, Scott Dixon has led three. Movers of the day, Erickson plus five, VK plus five, Pelot plus four, Newgarden up three spots along with Pato Award. 41 laps complete of the PPG 375. You are listening to the PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway on these great radio stations all across this grand land of ours, WITC in Jasper, Indiana, WWNB in New Bern, North Carolina, and our newest affiliate in Amarillo, Texas, KVWE, Panhandle Sports Star. Thanks for all of you joining us and on the various platforms in which you can tune in. So, Davey Hamilton, here we are, 47 laps in, and it's been a blistering pace so far.
It's been a blistering pace. Just watching how these cars are starting to handle right now. We see pretty good. Oh, we got a spin down the back straightaway right now. Can't tell who it is right off. Leva Carasado spins. That's unfortunate. Spins off of turn two, hits the outside wall. Looks like he came in, had contact with the inside wall, and unfortunate for some of those drivers who made the early pit stops because hard to make those laps back up at this point. But watch out. It's going to be a busy pit lane right now.
And one of those, Brad Gilley, just about the time that he was starting that spin was Graham Rahal.
Yeah, Graham Rahal just couldn't hang on to the race car anymore, so he came in and pitted for four Firestone tires and fuel, and he is down and away, but untimely for them to come in right before that caution came out.
Yeah, 48 laps complete, in fact, Davey, and this is going to play around with that fuel strategy a little bit because it's right at the start of that window for those that are among the front runners, Newgarden, Award, Pelot, Dixon, and Rossi.
Yeah, you know, to try to make this a four-stop race, it doesn't really play into their hands, being it'll be lap 50 or 51 when they pit. They need to go a little bit farther than that. But on the other side of the coin, it's same for everybody at this point. It's going to be like starting over again. Everybody's going to come in. Everybody's going to pit tires. You can look down pit lane right now, Mark, and every single car is going to come in other than the ones that just did, like Graham Rahal.
And we're getting to look at the replay right now, Davey.
Yeah, just got too high there in turn two. I'm going to take another look. If he got pushed up there a little bit too wide, but got up in that slick stuff, he didn't hit the outside wall very hard, but he definitely hit the right sides on that inside wall. Pretty good lick, and he got out of the car. He is okay, but the car is it's too damaged to continue.
Bit of a surprise for eight cars coming off of turn number two behind him as well.
Yeah, right. I mean, once you know, we seen yesterday Connor Daly having a spin coming off turn four. Boy, avoiding that car spinning is not easy to do, and there was several cars having to avoid Sato coming off of turn two right there.
We talked to him on Friday, Davey, and obviously he's over the moon happy of this opportunity. Yeah. With Ganassi Racing already labeled as one of the favorites to win the Indianapolis 500 in May. And boy, Marcus Armstrong and that ride share program with Ganassi Racing this year got off to a great start at St. Petersburg, performed well, and nobody feels worse about what has happened than Takuma Sato.
Yeah, absolutely. Just got up a little too high. Like I say, another replay to see if he got moved up there by somebody or if he just tried that high line. The car just didn't have the grip, slid up. Like I say, barely touched that outside wall, but a pretty good lick on the inside one. Now, it's terrible for both the team and Sato. Ganassi had such a good opening race, and that car had, you know, some good points. And, you know, as a team owner, even though you have two drivers, you try to keep those owner points up there as well.
As it stands, with 50 laps in the books now, Newgarden, Award, Pelot, Dixon, Rossi, the top five. Rosenquist, Grosjean, Malukas, Herta, and Erickson, the top 10. McLaughlin, Ilott, DeFrancesco, Ferrucci, and Canapino through the 15th position. And Davey, we could look across the way, and as you suggested, right with that yellow flu, that pit road was about to be a very,
yeah,
very busy place.
And one thing I'm a little surprised, they're not packed up a little better right now. There's cars in the middle of the back straightaway right now as Joseph Newgarden peels off on pit lane. You should be packed up every inch you give up right there. Boy, they're really spread out. Guys in the back are going to really be penalized by not getting in early.
So Newgarden, Award among the first to come down to pit road. Pato Award and heads to his pit stall, but we'll call the stop of Joseph Newgarden first, Michael Young.
Chad Gordon, new chief mechanic on that Joseph Newgarden car. Perfect stop. 5 seconds. Joseph Newgarden quick, down and away.
Dick Elman.
It's a routine stop for Pato Award. Going to be a drag race off of pit lane. Doesn't look like he will beat Joseph Newgarden out. It was a tire pressure adjustment and one turn of front wing for the Mexican driver.
And we have an issue right in front of us, Davey Hamilton. A couple of cars have gotten together on pit lane.
It does. Is that Rossi? I think that's that's Rosenquist, I'm thinking. And it's hard to see the numbers on those cars. They all look same. And Kirkwood, if I'm not mistaken, got together. I think one was coming out and the other one's going in. And Rossi is done for the day. I can
Nick
see the
Elman.
Right front.
Nick Elman.
Now they are backing Alexander Rossi's car back to pit lane. The Kirkwood crew finishes work on that car, so completion. We'll make our way down to check on the status of that 7 machine, but you're right. They backed Alexander Rossi's car back to the pit box, and it sounds like there may be a bent rear toe link on that 7 machine.
And Brad Gilley, you had a very busy end of pit road.
Yeah, a very busy end of pit road. In fact, Devlin DeFrancesco came in. He was very unhappy with his car. In fact, he even started to question the crew as to why they were still out there before the caution came out, and he was told to just drive the car. They would take care of it from there. He did get a half-round adjustment on the wing to help out. Callum Ilott also came in. He needed an adjustment, but they didn't want to spend too much time on pit road, so all they did was air pressure. No wing adjustment for him.
Michael Young.
And for our leader, Joseph Newgarden, there were no changes on that stop. Blistering fast. Joseph very happy with that car. Teammate Will Power said that car was loose. They helped him with a little bit of wing. Other than that, everybody else pretty happy, although we do have a lot of understeer up and down pit lane, but not big adjustments on any cars in the middle portion of this speedway.
Updates from pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Davey, you've had a couple of looks at the replay.
Yeah, what happened is, unfortunately, pit lane, when it all comes in, very busy, and you cannot send your car out if there's cars coming by. And actually, Kirkwood was coming by going into his pit. They sent Rossi right. That wasn't Rossi's fault. It was whoever sent him's fault. Whoever sent him out, there was a car coming in the pit lane in front of him and just ran right into him.
Nick Elman. Nick?
The damaged front wing for Alexander Rossi's car has come off. The majority of the work being done, the right front suspension. That's what took the brunt of the hit with Kyle Kirkwood. Remember, that was the car that Alexander Rossi drove for so many years. But they sit on pit lane, and again, they're trying to get the new front wing attached to that car, as well as work on the right front suspension for Alexander Rossi.
Frustrating turn of events after walking away from St. Petersburg with a fourth-place finish in his debut with that team, Davey.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure is, because as you can see right now, you can see they send him right there, and Kirkwood's still on the outside trying to try to get in this pit, and just he is in the fast lane right now. Kirkwood maybe been a little easier for him to know if he was in the next lane down, but I think he's just trying to be courteous and let some cars come out when he could.
We've talked about this before, but kind of refresh my memory in terms of your preference. Did you want your quote-unquote traffic cop to be the guy on the right front, or did you want it to be the guy on the pit box?
Well, I always went off my right front guy, Mark, but here's the thing, is I watched him, and I went off of him, but I always told him that you're watching me, you look at me, but the guy on the pit stand, if he sees somebody coming, he needs to tell both of us no, not to go. So I kind of use both of them.
Yeah, so some prefer one or the other instead of both, but I'm like a backup plan is always a good
always
plan.
Always good, huh? Yeah. I always went off my right front guy, always trusted him, but, you know, it's hard for him to know who's coming because he just finished changing the tire. So the job I had that the pit stand had, my strategist, it was him watching down pit lane, knowing if there's any cars coming that we didn't see.
And we should mention this is a somewhat forgiving pit lane by comparison. I mean, it's plenty wide. I mean, there's basically, the including the pit boxes, there's three lanes all the way across to the grass.
Yeah, great pit lane. I mean, this is, you know, if when you design a pit lane, you want to design one just like here at Texas Motor Speedway. It's the perfect width. The lanes are plenty wide. The pit boxes are a good size. So it is a proper pit lane.
Well, interestingly enough, first caution of the day, this one for 8 laps so far, and it happened on pit road, not out on the course. Now that everyone has had a chance to cycle through, we can give you the rundown now with Joseph Newgarden, your leader. Pato Award is second. Alex Palou is third. Dixon Rosenquist through fifth. Grosjean is sixth. Herta seventh. McLaughlin eighth. Erickson is ninth. DeFrancesco is tenth. Malukas 11th. Power 12th. Ilott 13th. Ferrucci 14th. Peterson 15th. Simon Pagenaud 16th. Rinus VK 17th. Carpenter 18th, 19th Canapino, 20th Castro Neves, 21st Kirkwood, 22nd Robb, 23rd Harvey, 24th Daly, 25th Lundgaard, Rahal 26th a lap down, Rossi sits on pit road, still trying to make repairs, 27th, 28th is Takuma Sato. He's out of the race. Nick Yeoman, you have good news for Alexander Rossi fans, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, great hustle by this Arrow McLaren crew as they got the right front suspension damage fixed on Alexander Rossi's car. He just peeled out and rejoins the pack. But as you mentioned, Mark, multiple laps down, and he was one of those guys that I think we all looked at was going to contend for a race win. Tough break for Alexander Rossi in his second race with Arrow McLaren.
It is amazing what this series has done in terms of its development, Davey. The fact that they can make such extensive repairs to those cars rather easily and quickly now on pit road.
Yeah, no, it really is. And Dallara has done such a fantastic job of making the parts that need to be strong, the parts that need to be weak so you have impact and doesn't hurt the driver. They know how to do it. And these teams, they usually have those tie rods and the push rods and things like that exact to adjust, you know, exact adjusted prior to these pit stops, so in case something was to happen. So these teams are on top of them. For
handful
sure.
of cars in no man's land, Davey, kind of got caught out with that incident on pit road. They were not able to pit those at the rear of the field, so the pits were closed while that incident was all sorted out, and they had to make a late stop.
Well, so some guys that didn't get lucky, that's Rahal for sure, and Rossi obviously didn't come out very good. But the lucky ones are Daly, Rob, Lundgaard, and Harvey. All went a lap down from that pit stop, but the yellow came out so they didn't go two laps down, and they stayed out, and they were in the front. They did a wave around, made that lap back up. So those guys really kind of did get lucky by staying on the same lap.
So Takuma Sato has been released from the infield care center, Brad Gilley.
Yeah, Takuma Sato has walked out of the infield care center. Can you tell us what happened on the racetrack?
Yeah, I think everybody's starting to struggle to some degradation, and I think Will was struggling big time. So I went to the outside, but then unfortunately I think he went to try to three wide, and then he came up, and I was going too high, basically. Got on the gray and got sponsored. Feel sorry for the boys that did a fantastic preparation.
All right, there is Takuma Sato out of the infield care center.
Michael Young.
Yeah, bad news for the rest of the field. Tim Cindric has been on the intercom with his driver talking with Joseph Newgarden, and he said everybody's pretty much haves or have-nots, but there are a lot of have-nots. Joseph said, just let me know what we need to do. He said the 5 car looks like it's going to need to ride behind you just to save fuel. He goes, as of this point in the race, we can go full rich. He just goes, run flat out as long as you can. Joseph said 10-4, just let me know what I need to do and when we're going to pit again.
Manufacturer's battle goes Chevy, Honda. Honda, that is Chevy in the 8th position.
Yeah, that's right. And right now, it seems like those Chevys may have to have better gas mileage or fuel mileage than the Honda cars. So that's very interesting to hear that. But it seems like Chevrolet is getting better mileage.
And Alex Palou decides he wants to take second place. Jake Query, a strong run to the high side in turn number 2.
And Alex Palou is going to keep it on the high side to try to challenge Joseph Newgarden off turn number 2. They're side by side into turn number 3. Alex Palou, Joseph Newgarden just to the inside of him. Now Pato Ward is going to make it a 3-horse race on turn number 4.
Looks like Roman Grosjean's trying to pick up a couple of spots at the rear of the field. A side-by-side battle. Palou and Newgarden setting up turn number 1 with Pato Ward, an interested spectator.
I think all of a sudden everybody's figured out that middle lane works. You can stick there, you can stay there. That's exactly what Pato Ward's doing now with Joseph Newgarden to the bottom of the racetrack. That puts Newgarden a slight advantage. Now Pato Ward trying to go to the inside of Palou. Palou shut that door.
A little bit further back, Colton Herta in the 7th position has the elbows plenty wide. Still the side-by-side battle, turn number 1. Palou to the high side, Newgarden to the bottom side, turn number 2.
They continue to accordion themselves off of turn number 2. Alex Palou with Joseph Newgarden to the inside. Pato Ward running third. But now, all of a sudden, here comes Scott Dixon. He's in the 4th position, and he is giving a hard look to Pato Ward.
And in the 5th position, Grosjean had a big run on him in the turn number 3, but had the lift. Now Scott Dixon goes side by side with Ward. The battle for the lead up front off of turn number 2.
Ward is going to get the better of that for now. Entering turn number 2, that slides Dixon back just a little bit into 4th, and then Roman Grosjean is running right there at 5th. Leader, Joseph Newgarden, car length and a half in front of Alex Palou.
Herta trying to keep pace with Grosjean and Dixon. He currently runs in the 6th position. Scott Dixon to the bottom of Pato Ward into turn number 1.
Solid run for Scott McLaughlin to get up there and start to play with those leaders that we've talked about. He had been shuffled back as far back as 15, but the leader is Joseph Newgarden. Now he has Alex Palou in the same lane as he as they enter into turn number 3. Palou, though, is about 2 car lengths back. Then you wait, then it, all of a sudden it's Pato Ward, Scott Dixon, and Roman Grosjean.
McLaughlin is plus 8 since the restart, and he is on rails for sure. He had a win stolen away from him 1 year ago as Alex Palou goes to P1 up at turn number two.
Palou again went high around Newgarden into turn number two. Joseph Newgarden let him set sail. That American Legion machine now running at the point. Joseph Newgarden just behind him. The third place runner is Pata Award.
Throw the proverbial blanket over the top three now as they set up for turn number one. Newgarden to the high side of Palou with Pata Award in tow.
Award essentially said, all right, guys, you go ahead and do that, and I'll just sit back here and watch to see what happens. Right behind him, he sees Romain Grosjean in his mirrors getting past Scott Dixon. So put Romain Grosjean to fourth. Now, Pata Award goes to the middle lane, going to try to make a move to the outside of Joseph Newgarden. Not able to do it. Palou still in the lead.
Lap 67 complete. Palou, Newgarden, Award, Grosjean, Dixon in the top five. Herta, McLaughlin, Rosenquist, Malukas, and Kalamila at the top ten. Leaders of the halfway point of the back straightaway.
This time, Joseph Newgarden said, I like that north end of the track. I want to be the first one to see it on this lap. That's what he'll do. It's Alex Palou, about five car lengths behind him. Wait just a little bit. That's when you get to Pata Award, Romain Grosjean, and Scott Dixon. They've cleared away now from Scott McLaughlin, who has Colton Herta to his outside.
Separation among the top five. And again, that battle, McLaughlin and Herta, that's a battle for the sixth position into turn number two.
It starts to form itself out exiting turn number two with Colton Herta going to the high line, keeping it there and pulling away just a little bit from Scott McLaughlin, who slides in behind him. So taking a peek back up front, Joseph Newgarden the leader, Alex Palou right behind.
And Palou's not letting him get away. He gets a nice run up in turn number four. He dances to the high side. They'll go side by side into turn number one, and the battle for the fourth position is side by side as well, but now Grosjean has that back up front, Jake.
The thing that is fascinating about this is all of these cars in the top six seem equally comfortable on either lane, the low lane or the middle lane. We don't see anybody go ultimately high, but Palou tries it now up in turn number four. He is going to slide in right on the heels of Joseph Newgarden.
He may have just opened the door for Pato Award, who got a great run off in turn number four, but as we say that, the car washes up a little bit. Jake, will they get a run off in turn number two?
Off of turn number two, Palou was able to keep it just a little bit lower. So Award went ahead and slid in into that middle group just behind him. Leader continues to be Joseph Newgarden. Then right behind him, Palou and Pato. Then Romain Grosjean separating from Scott Dixon.
Grosjean did some work on the restart, worked himself into fourth, and he has a comfortable advantage now over fifth place running Scott Dixon. Jake, plenty of separation now among the front four as they exit turn number two.
Yeah, and another guy to keep an eye on this lap, Mark. Let's take a look in at Scott McLaughlin, because all of a sudden that car that seemed a little bit loose for him in the beginning now seems a little bit more comfortable. He had let Colton Herta get past. Now he's trying to close in again on that Gamebridge machine, two car lengths behind him.
And little by little, that DHL machine is starting to attack Pato Award. He got a great run off of turn number four. He's running a half a groove lower. He's taking the short way around. Jake, can he get him to the halfway point of the
this
back
This is
fence?
The battle for third, Mark. Romain Grosjean with Pato Award just in front of him, and your answer is no, not just yet, because it's about a two car length advantage for Pato Award.
Coming up on 73 laps complete, your top 10, Newgarden, Palou, Award, Grosjean, and Dixon, the top five. Herta, McLaughlin, Rosenquist, Malukas, and Ilott, the top 10 of the PPG 375. Mark James, Davey Hamilton, Brad Gilley, Nick Yeoman, Michael Young on pit road, Jake Query. Calling the action high at top turn four, and certainly on starts and restarts, there's plenty of action to call, Dave.
Yeah, man, they're not afraid to go up there, are they? And that's great. This track seems, with the downforce package that the IndyCar Series has put in place for this race, seems to be really good. A little more downforce, they can run that second line, and as we can see, that second line is getting better and better as far as grip level, so it's really allowing these cars to dance around and be able to go up there. So, you know, look at the struggles of the day. You still see, you know, the Carpenter team, the Ray Hall team, you know, just off the pace. But there's a few surprises with Castro Neves running back in that 22nd spot. Even Kirkwood with that Andretti car in that 20th spot. And then we look at Will Power in 18th. We thought he started with a really good qualifying run, but race trim doesn't seem to be that good right now.
Michael Young?
This just started, guys. The wind, we talked about it at the top of the show, was coming now. Used to come, I guess, yesterday from turn number four. Now it's coming out of turn number two, pushing them down the back straightaway. But the gusts have gotten severe. It went from 4 or 5 miles an hour to 10 to 15 mile an hour gusts. Something for these drivers to potentially have to deal with.
Brad Gilley?
Yeah, Mark, Callum Island has raced his way up into the top 10. He's running 10th right now, and he's been told to really protect his tires, especially the right rear. Said, do what you can with the right rear, and this is going to be a really long stint, so they expect to keep them out for a while. Devlin DeFrancesco is right behind him, trying to get into the top 10, running in 11th right now. He was told the same thing, but he is much happier with the way his car is running on this particular stint than from the first one.
Well, let's wrap up a report from our talented trio, Nick Yeoman.
How about Romain Grosjean? Are all the way up into the third position after starting 11th. When I talked to him after qualifying yesterday, Mark, I asked, are you comfortable yet on qualifying? Where is that level of comfort compared to when you entered the sport a few years ago? And he said, I'm getting there. But boy, he's looked awful strong. Crew wants him to settle in now and hit that fuel number. They've also told him about this gusting wind that Michael talked about picking up and how it's going to push the drivers down the back straightaway and blow right into their face as they make their way to the trial wall on the front stretch.
Updates from pit road. Brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Brad Gilley highlighting the 10th place position of Callum Island right now. He said they weren't expecting P5 at St. Petersburg. He said it was one of our weakest races last year, but they started 22nd, ended up finishing 5th, so it was a good weekend all in all. And Augustin Canapino had a great run for them as well.
Yeah, they sure didn't look at Island right now in that 10th position, so that they're transferring over to this oval as well. But as you said, Canapino in that 14th spot as well. So, yeah, really good run for that Unco-Salinger race team.
Well, the offseason is very, very important, and they clearly upped their game. And as I talked to Callum Island about on Friday, you know, it's nice to expand, but you and I have discussed how very important chemistry is, and you got to have the crew, you got to have the guys, and it's got to be a combination that all fits.
Yeah, there's so many things that go into it, Mark. As you said, just having the people to work there that are proper, that know what they're doing, and obviously they've been around the game long enough to they know who's good and who's bad. But, you know, another little shout out, how about Frucci in that 12th spot with AJ Foyt Racing? Obviously, we're in AJ's home state. Frucci in 12th is a good, strong run for that team as well.
And well, his teammate is not exactly a grizzled veteran when it comes to super speedway racing, and he's put together a pretty solid effort so far. I mean, Benjamin Peterson has run a clean race, and he's 17th.
Yeah, that rookie, I think, he's the highest-running rookie. No, Cantapino is the highest-running rookie right now, 14th, but then 17th is Peterson.
How about more on that talented young rookie, Benjamin Peterson, from Brad Gilley?
Yeah, you know what? He's actually really happy with the balance of his race car right now. Obviously, they would like a little more speed, and as he's gaining experience here on this very high-speed oval, he's trying to work his way through it. But really, nothing but positive things coming off of the radio of Peterson right now.
And I'm sure that Super Texas here this weekend, AJ Foyt, and a happy AJ is always an enjoyable AJ.
That's right. And AJ, you know, he hasn't been feeling the best. He had a tough winter. I was able to talk to him a few times over the winter and then just to check up on him. But you know what, Mark? He's here. He told me he's going to wait till Indy. He's going to get healthy. He's going to come to Indy. But you know what? He's looking good, feeling good, and nothing better than a good result for Super Tex.
90 laps complete this time by your top 10. Joseph Newgarden, Pato Award, Grosjean, then Dixon. Let's see. Grosjean, Newgarden. Timing and scoring is turning over like a tumbler
right now.
Yeah,
here we go, right here. So got it right now. Newgarden Award.
Newgarden Award, Grosjean, Dixon, and below. Then Herta, McLaughlin, Rosenquist, Malukas, and DeFrancesco. I mean, it was turning like it was the start of the race.
Well, April Fool's was yesterday. Yeah, they quit messing with our boards right now.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, as we said, coming up on 92 laps complete, Davey, this is an unbelievable pace.
It's a really good pace right now. Only one caution at this point. Cars are spread around the track, so no matter where you look, there's a little bit of action going on. People trying to set up the cars in front of them, right in the middle. We're lap 92, so it's right in the middle of these fuel stints as we see Joseph Newgarden put another car lap down.
Yeah, and you know, for a while, Jake Query, it looked like Pato Award was content to sit right into the tire tracks of Joseph Newgarden, but Joseph's now opened it up to a 1.3-second lead.
So what did Michael Young say? That Tim Sindrigan told Newgarden, you've got full rich. If you want to go, you can go. And that's exactly what he's done right now. Has a car between himself and Pato Award. One other note, every once in a while, Mark, you can see a car that you can tell the driver just doesn't seem comfortable with the handling based on the way that he might let people pass. There was one that I noticed that with a couple of circuits ago seemed to have sorted itself out, that it was Will Power, who had worked his way up into the seventh spot, started in eighth, has fallen all the way back back now and is running into the 20. So it seems like something might be off with the handling of that 12 Verizon machine of willpower.
Well, they hit the rev limiter during his qualifying run yesterday, Davey, which cost him a promising qualifying position. He lost a lot of time on that second lap. And, I'll tell you what, they did not get things sorted out before they got to the racetrack today.
Well, he's a lap down right now. Joseph Newgarden, his teammate, just blows by Will Power going down into turn three. Will Power, a lap down. Boy, that's just unheard of anywhere, much less here at Texas.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we were calling a race in which Will Power went a lap down. And Jake Query, looks like Padua Ward is trying to work his way around Will Power as we speak off of turn number two.
Will Power not used to at the starting line getting that flag saying you've got to go ahead and let someone pass. But Padua Ward gets past him right now. So that means now that Joseph Newgarden, his lead is starting to grow just a little bit. I believe actually that is Christian Lugard perhaps that is between the two of them. But either way, Padua Ward now has another barrier between himself and the leader, Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah, it's interesting to note, Davey, that we seem to get about 40 laps into this stand, and we can start to see the times drop off just a little bit, and that's when that tire deck really starts to show up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We see the time starting to fall down right now, and you're exactly right. That was Lundgaard just going a lap down by Newgarden. Next on the hit list, Simon Pagenaud, then Castro Neves. Simon Pagenaud just lost his lap. Next one down, Castro Neves, then Stingray Robb, then Kirkwood. I mean, I tell you what, the pace that these leaders have is unbelievable right now, and we can see the teams that are struggling more than likely with rear grip right now later in these stints, just the back of the car is not wanting to be stable, and they're slowing down as we see somebody come into pit lane, and that's Kirkwood.
Yeah, Brad Gilley, you're eavesdropping in on the race strategists and their plans upcoming.
Yeah, about 15 more laps to go, probably about 13 or so now before we start to see pit stops, assuming this stays under green. And again, I'm hearing a recurring theme on my end of pit road, and that is try and protect your tires. In fact, Simon Pagenaud was talking about how the handling was really starting to go away on his race car, and he said, look, he was told, look, we can see the right rear is really hot right now. Do what you can to protect it. Nick Yeoman, how about your end?
Well, Kyle Kirkwood is the first driver to come in. This is quite a bit early, and yeah, it's not going to be routine. In fact, they're telling him to shut the engine off. They're looking at the right rear of the race car, and he's got terminal damage to that car, so it looks like Kyle Kirkwood's day is done.
Yeah, and you saw some smoke off of that car as he went by us
last time. Yeah, the last lap by, I seen a slight bit of smoke coming out of the back of the car. Didn't know if he got up high and just blew some debris up, but then I kept watching him. I could see a slight bit of smoke coming out. Looks like the right rear of that car, and by the way, that's not where he was hit by Rossi, so looks like something mechanical with Kirkwood.
Tires and fuel for Will Power being a lap down, he really had nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose at this point. He was just continuing to lose ground, so he's on pit road right now, going to go another lap down and maybe even two at this point. So he's going to be way behind the game. Now, if it stays green, you never know what could happen. He could have a good pace coming on. But right now, Will Power struggle.
Well, you've got a lot of teams that are starting to trickle on to pit road at the rear of the field. And Brad Gilley is looking in on the drivers coming off of turn number four.
Yeah, Simon Pagenaud is in right now. He's getting four fresh Firestone tires. They did top him off with racing fuel. Connor Daly's having a bit of a struggle today. He's already been on pit road here on my end.
Elio's been hanging around the 20th position, Davey. Simon's been hanging around 16th or 17th.
Yeah, that's right. Just not a good run for that team. And they struggled. The first race, they got taken out on the first lap, and now they both struggle here as well.
Michael Young.
Joseph Newgarden just got on the radio and talking with Tim Sindrick. He said, when we coming in, I've got a vibration. Tim said, we see it. It's the front left. You've got about six or seven more laps to go. Joseph said 10-4.
That's a lot of trust there when you feel that vibration and you're told six or seven.
Well, at least
more, right?
You can see it. If it's a left front, that's a good sign. That could be just a little debris. It could be a little bit of a blister. Who knows exactly? I've never seen a tire. I haven't seen any of these tires blister this weekend, so I doubt that's it. But they are obviously on the telemetry. They're able to see that maybe the tire's just slightly out of balance. But right now, the pace that he has a 1.8-second lead over Pato Award right now, four and a half-second lead basically over Grosjean and five over Dixon. So still has a nice big lead and still lapping cars.
Yeah, he is still lapping cars for sure, as a matter of fact. Now, pit stops way into this as well, but right now, 17 cars on the lead lap. Newgarden, Award, Grosjean, Dixon, and Pelot, the top five, coming up on 105 laps complete of the 250 laps we'll complete today in the PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway.
PPG 375 at the Texas Motor Speedway, and the leader has pitted. Joseph Newgarden came in on lap 109. He took a turn out of that front wing. So, too, his teammate, Scott McLaughlin. He came in, turned a quarter of, or I should say a half of a turn into that front wing. Let's go to Nick Yeoman.
Got a lot of drivers setting up. Roman Grosjean, Pato O'Ward going to be pitting here momentarily as well. Let's grab a quick word from Kyle Kirkwood, who's out of the race. Kyle, what happened?
We had a rear right upright failure. Just went into meltdown. Pretty much. Not sure exactly why they're going to go look into it, but right now we want to get a new one on and get back out there and at least compete in the end of the race, because some guys might still go out.
All right, appreciate it. Kyle Kirkwood out of his car and okay. Just saw a pit stop, guys, from Roman Grosjean as well, and we wait for Pato O'Ward, who should be pitting in a couple laps.
And Marcus Erickson, just a few boxes up from new Nick Yeoman, tires and fuel for him, and not many adjustments to a lot of these cars, Davey, just basically tires and fuel.
Yeah, a little bit of nose wing. We, you know, probably taking some nose wing out of their cars right now.
Michael Young.
Santino Ferrucci coming to the attention of that A.J. Boyd racing crew, running in the top 10, actually pitted from that 10th position. The team goes to work on that car. All four tires punting it full of the Shell 100% renewable racing fuel. Half turn into that front wing. He's down and away.
Brad Gilley.
On my end, Augustine Canapino just came in. His teammate, Callum Ilott, came in just a lap before that. We're waiting on Ed Carpenter. He actually came in and got his service as well.
Dick Gilman.
And we're waiting for Pato O'Ward. The crew is set up. They are waving him in with Joseph Newgarden pitting early. Pato assumed the race lead and led a couple laps. He'll slide that orange and black Arrow machine into the pit box. The crew goes to work. They're going to change four Firestone tires. Doesn't look like they're going to touch the front wing. Bit of a slight bobble out of that pit box, but Pato O'Ward will rejoin the race.
Alex Palou among those pitting. Colton Herta brings the Gainbridge machine onto pit road. Michael Young.
Waiting for Felix Rosenquist, our pole sitter, falling back. You talked about wanting to run up front, but falling just like into that eighth position, and he's slowly tumbled through the field. He'll come in this time through, Mark James.
Brad Gilley.
Devlin DeFrancesco just came in. He got four Firestone tires. They topped him off with race fuel as well. Now coming in to the first pit stall off of turn four. He overshot the pit stop. He ran over the air hoses as well. This is Benjamin Peterson. The A.J. Foyt crew is now backing him up. They're going to have a reset, but this is going to be costly on the racetrack.
Michael Young.
David Malukas came in full round into that front wing. So too, Elio Castroneves. No changes for him as we await our pole sitter. Felix Rosenquist makes that slow drive 60 miles an hour down this long pit lane, and here he comes to the attention of this Arrow McLaren crew. The car comes to a stop, and the crew goes to work. They will take a tear off the car. So far, so good on this stop. They'll fill it full of Shell racing fuel. He's down and away 6.8 seconds.
Updates from pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. How about the calls by those guys on pit road?
Yeah, what a great job, guys. I mean, I know it seems like everybody is pretty much cycled in. We see a few Ray Hall cars maybe not cycle through, so we'll see right now. We remember Stingray Rob actually is falling down now. He's on pit lane right now, but the leader, Newgarden, 1.1 second behind O'Ward, and then Grosjean kept his spot. Actually gained a little ground on Newgarden through those pit stops. Dixon still in fourth, Plow in fifth.
Back to Brett Gilley.
Stingray Rob did just come in and get his four-tire service, also his Shell racing fuel. Pretty routine. He did get a wing adjustment to help with the handling on that race car.
And we will reset the field for you after we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. We want to thank these stations for carrying today's race, the PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway, KFWR and KFVF, the Ranch here in Fort Worth, Texas, WMRS in Monticello, Indiana, and our flagship, our proud flagship in Indianapolis, 93.5 and 107.5, the Fan. And if you're up 7 o'clock Eastern time, you can join Jake Query and Kevin Bowen weekdays, Monday through Friday, baby.
Absolutely. Great show to listen to, and great show right now on racetrack as we see Joseph Newgarden in command right now, 121, almost halfway, four laps from halfway of this event, 121 of the 250 laps. Pato O'Ward, Grosjean, how good they looking. So you got a Penske car, you got a McLaren, an Andretti, and two Ganassi cars in the top 10 or top five.
How about a full field rundown? Joseph Newgarden, lap 120 has been completed. Joseph Newgarden, your leader, Pato O'Ward, Roman Grosjean, Scott Dixon, and Alex Palou, the top five. McLaughlin 6th, Herta 7th, Malukas 8th, Erickson 9th, Rinus VK 10th. Now we go a lap down. 10th place, Rinus VK, 11th, Devin DeFrancesco, 12th, Felix Rosenquist, Ferrucci 13th, Carpenter 14th, 15th, Ilott, 16th, Canapino, 17th, Power, 18th, Castro Neves, 19th, Robb, 20th, Pagano, 21st, Peterson. Two laps down at 22nd, Lundgaard, Connor Daly 23rd, Harvey 24th, Ray Hall 25th, Rossi is seven laps down at 26th, out of the race 27th, Kyle Kirkwood, Takuma Sato out of the race 28th. We have had six leaders and 10 lead changes, just one caution for 12 laps. And Davey, Joseph Newgard has set a blistering pace.
It's unbelievable the pace he's setting. When you have 10 cars one lap down, and by the way, only one caution, right, lap 50. So speed is crazy up towards the top. He is cutting laps right now, 215 miles an hour. Although Pato O'Ward had a little help that lap at 219, gained a little bit on him. But you look in the back of the field, they're running 209s, 212s in that area. So that tells you how fast he's leaders are.
The one thing I'll say for Joseph Newgard, which is a little bit frustrating, this is a vastly different scenario than you'll find on a start and a restart. Now that we've had a long green flag stint and we pit under green, the field gets kind of disjointed and he's going to be in traffic for quite a while.
Yeah, no, now from here on, if you look around the racetrack, there's no real empty spots. If he's not in traffic, it's only going to be for three or four laps and he's going to find it again. So now is when timing comes into play. Matter of fact, just went on the outside of Erickson in turn two. It's going down that back straight away. Looks like that Stingray Rob in front of him. He's going to go right, probably right around the outside of him, down to turns three and four. He's up on that high line right now, halfway through this race. Going to put Stingray Rob another lap down.
And Jay Query, you've been at this a long time, and it is impressive when you see somebody in a place like Texas Motor Speedway, like Joseph Newgard. I mean, that car is flat planted. He can drive it literally anywhere he wants.
No question about that. And the other car that seemingly is the same way is that Apata O'Ward, who also just worked his way around Stingray Rob. So he now has clear eyes on the leader, Joseph Newgard, but about 10 car lengths to make up before he can get right on the rear of that PPG machine.
And Jake, I want to give a tip of the cap to Roman Grosjean. On the restart after that caution brought out by Sato, he hit the button. He got himself some breathing room, but Roman Grosjean, one of those guys who walked away from St. Pete so incredibly frustrated, battling for the race win, stuck into the tire barriers with Scott McLaughlin. You know, Grosjean was one of those guys who heard the whispers, some of those whispers not so quiet last year about some of the issues he had. So far, Jake, this is a nice bounce back for Roman Grosjean.
Absolutely no question about it. And you also have to keep in mind that this is somebody that, unlike the others here, it's not like he's been running multiple years over and over understanding how to work these ovals. This is still new for Roman Grosjean, as we see right in front of us another pass for the lead. Joseph Newgard with Pato O'Ward to the outside of turn number four.
Pato O'Ward has hit the button. He goes to the high side. They get awfully close to the start-finish line at the setup for turn number one. They'll stay side-by-side in the apex of turn number two.
Boy, it looked for a second like O'Ward was going to make that stick in the straightaway. Newgarden actually got underneath them. They ran side-by-side into two, but O'Ward now separates again into turn number three. Car length and a half advantage now for Pato O'Ward. Joseph Newgarden going to try to get up turn four.
Looks awfully strong off of turn number four. This time, Newgarden will go to the high side of Pato O'Ward. We'll see if he can make the pass stick. Still side-by-side, and O'Ward starts to scoot away at the exit of turn number two.
Looked like Pato O'Ward might have tried to push him and wash him up just a little bit, but no, went ahead and stayed with that low line, and Pato O'Ward made that stick through two, holds on to it off of turn number three. Pato O'Ward, the black and orange machine, set sail off turn number four.
You know, the 500-some-odd fans that he brought here are absolutely going crazy. They go side-by-side, stuck together. O'Ward again to the bottom of the racetrack, Jake. He's taking the short way through one and two.
And this is not necessarily Newgarden just saying, okay, go ahead and get away. It looks like Newgarden is, in fact, trying to wrestle back that lead. O'Ward is holding him off. Pato O'Ward now off turn number four. Joseph Newgarden, Carlick and a half behind him.
So bottom line is this, through one and two, Pato O'Ward's just simply taking the shorter way around.
Yeah, he sure is. Right now he is. Newgarden seems like he can catch up to him fairly easy, but right now the balance of Pato O'Ward's car, I don't know if they made changes during their pit stop, but boy, it has to be to his liking right now. Question is, he pitted later than Newgarden as well, so that means he should have more fuel as this race continues on. You never know how it's going to play out. If no more yellows, it's going to be a fuel mileage race at the end.
And Jake, David Malukas was just shown the move over flag. The reason that's of note is because, Jake, he's currently running in the eighth position.
Right, and he is trying not to go a lap down, but Pato O'Ward is going to make it difficult because he's going to pop to the inside of him. Pato O'Ward now to the inside of David Malukas, and Malukas goes a lap down and now serves as a barrier to Joseph Newgarden. But Malukas is going to say, I want that lap back.
Yeah, he's not going to go easily, that's for sure. Now he does. He breaks that fight off a little bit as he entered turn number one. Joseph Newgarden has fallen back to 0.9 seconds behind Pato O'Ward. So it's O'Ward, Newgarden, Grosjean, Dixon, and Pelot, the top five. 135 laps complete of the BBG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway.
Hey race fans, it's Graham Rahal. Mic your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days of Indy on the CW.
140 laps complete to the BPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway. Pato O'Ward is your leader by 2.4 seconds over Joseph Newgarden. Grosjean, Dixon, Pelot, Herta, McLaughlin, they are the top seven. And Davey, those are the only cars currently on the lead lap.
Pretty amazing how the pace, when your car's good, you can just make up so much time. But when your car's bad, you can lose so much. And as we see, when there's only seven cars on the lead lap right now. And by the way, McLaughlin, he is in that seventh position, but he's not far from going a lap down right now himself.
This was not without precedent in terms of how clean this race is. And yes, you could all blame me if this comes unraveled, but the most caution periods we've ever had here, nine of them in 2012 and 2017, the fewest. Race number two in 2011, we had no caution period. We've had one so far.
No caution is unbelievable, really, on a track like this with all the things that can go wrong and the speeds that you're running. So even with one right now, it's pretty amazing with this many cars out. Matter of way, there's only two cars out right now. Sato and Kirkwood are the only two cars out, and Kirkwood's trying to get that upright fixed so he can get back on track.
Michael Young.
Well, we see the gap from former leader Joseph Newgarden to Pato O'Ward. It looks about the same distance when Joseph was dominating this race, but Joseph has gone into that fuel-save mode a bit, to Davey's point. He pitted a lot earlier than Pato O'Ward, so trying to save some fuel and get himself into a two-stop strategy for the remainder of this race.
Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, I just want to put a bow on that situation involving Kyle Kirkwood. Davey was right. That was what Kyle told us initially. They were going to try to get that car fixed. Just got word from the team about 15, 20 laps ago. That car will not be fixed, so he is a DNF for the day.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, Davey, because it was short end of the day for him to St. Petersburg, so things not getting off to a good start for him.
Yeah, he's an Andretti driver for a long time in Indy Next, and then went with Foyt 1 year under. He was actually an Andretti driver, just driving for Foyt, and then in that seat, just hoping for the best. It just hasn't had any luck these first two races.
We've talked about A.J. Foyt and the run that they've had today. You're seeing some improvement as the day progresses for the folks at Ed Carpenter Racing.
Yeah, happy to see that as well. Right now you see VK in that 11th position, Ed Carpenter in the 13th position right now. So two of the three cars, Daly's still struggling a bit at 23rd, but two of the Carpenter cars, looking much better in race trim than they did qualifying. Like I said, 11th and 13th with VK and Carpenter.
You talk about the proverbial duck out of water. I mean, Augustine Canapino. I mean, the guy continues to just absolutely amaze me. Had the chance to visit with him for a while on Friday. He admitted he was very, very nervous about coming here. I mean, this is vastly out of his comfort zone and what he's been used to doing, and yet here he is running a clean race at 15th.
That's right, 15th position, right ahead of his teammate Al Ilott, so that tells us the cars are pretty close. The same driver's getting the most out of him. But what's impressive, look what they're ahead of. Will Power struggling the day. Elio Castroneves, Simon Pagenaud also, in front of the pretty good drivers that have won here before.
Nick Yeoman.
Mark, Pato O'Ward just put another car a lap down. He is the pace just incredible right now. He just roared past Colton Herta to put Herta a lap down. Herta was running in the sixth position. The team happy with everything. Pato says the car is good. Team says the strategy is good, and it's hard to argue with what we're watching here on this mile and a half oval. Michael Young?
Yeah, Nick Yeoman. We just heard on the radio Tim Cindric get on the radio with Joseph Newgarden, his driver. He said wheel two, and if I decipher correctly, wheel two is the faster wheel. So look for Joseph Newgarden to potentially start closing that gap to the leader, Pato O'Ward.
Jake Query, just five cars now on the lead lap, and not to take anything away from Grosjean, Pelot, and Dixon, they're pretty stout, but it's clear that O'Ward and Newgarden are the class of this field today.
Those two cars literally look like they have like a different adhesion than everybody else, because they seemingly can go wherever they like. Right now for Pato O'Ward, the next in his sights, believe it or not, Scott Dixon. He pops to the outside of him, and Pato O'Ward now has dispatched of Scott Dixon That Aero car is absolutely on rail.
Well, you know, Davey, let's face it. I mean, we talked to drivers on Friday. We talked to them over the course of the weekend. A lot of drivers spent a lot of time, not necessarily on the simulator, but surprisingly enough, just simply watching last year's race. I mean, but we're aware of the benefits of film and stick and ball sports, but clearly these drivers wanted to watch that race from a year ago to see what Joseph Newgarden did and how he did it. Credit the series for putting more downforce into these cars. You know, Firestone brought a great tire, and they worked very, very hard yesterday to rubber up that groove, and so all of that came together, and these guys have pretty much dominated this racetrack.
Yeah, they really haven't figured out, obviously. When you put Scott Dixon a lap down, and Scott Dixon's in fifth, it's not like he's having a bad day. He's a top five contender right now. His teammate, Pelot, in that fourth position, is getting ready to go a lap down. And then right in front of him, not much time, Grosjean. He's in third place and is 20 seconds behind the run, 24-second lap. So that means he is in jeopardy of going a lap down. That would put only first and second place on the lead lap.
Coming up on 155 laps complete of the 250. That leaves 96 to go, 95 to go, we should say. Award, Newgarden, Grosjean, and Pelot, the top four, the four on the lead lap. These cars a lap down. Fifth, Dixon. Sixth, Herta. Seventh, McLaughlin. Eighth, Malukas. Ninth, Rosenquist. Tenth, Erickson. 11th, VK. DeFrancesco, 12th. Carpenter, 13th. Ferrucci, 14th. Two laps down, Ilott in 15th. Power, 16th. 17th, Castro Neves. 18th, Robb. 19th, Peterson. 20th, Pagano. Three laps down, 21st, Lundgaard. 22nd, Harvey. 23rd, Canapino. And 24th, Rahal. 25th, Daly. Four laps down. Some of these cars recently pitted. Alexander Rossi, seven laps down at 26th. Out of the race, 27th, Kyle Kirkwood. And 28th, Takuma Sato, out of the race after 46 laps. Again, 156 laps complete with Pato Award, your leader. If you served at least one day of active duty in the military and were honorably discharged, or if you are currently serving, you are eligible to join the American Legion. Learn more at legion.org/join. The American Legion, an official charity partner of IndyCar. Pit windows open for some and maybe opening for others very soon. Let's get updates starting with Brad Gilley.
Thank you, Mark. Callum Ilott now pulls his race car in. He's going to get four Firestones. They're going to top him off with Shell Racing Fuel. We've already seen Simon Pagenaud come in. Rinus Vicky's been in. Right now, Ed Carpenter is coming in as well. And these pit stops are all about just getting the tires on, getting the fuel in, and getting off of pit road as quickly as you can. Michael Young.
Santino Ferrucci just made a pit stop, had a pad come loose on the headrest, so it took them an extra 10 to 15 seconds to get him settled in that race car. Scott McLaughlin makes his way down pit lane the next time by, so too David Malukas. The pit cycle about to begin, guys. Nick Hillman?
We should see Pato Award, our race leader, in somewhere 7 to 10 laps. He continues to just blister this field. Moments ago, he put Romain Grosjean a lap down. Grosjean's running in third. Mark, that is how strong Pato Award and Joseph Newgarden have been today.
Back to Michael Young.
Scott McLaughlin comes to the attention of this XPEL group. He'll get a full service for fresh Firestone Firehawk tires. Oh, they got a problem. The car has stalled. They'll get him restarted. He'll have David Malukas beat him out of pit lane. A disastrous pit stop. 12 seconds for Scott McLaughlin. Leader will come in this next time by.
As a matter of fact, he's headed your way now, Michael Young.
He has said it's time to get on it, guys. We've got to start getting after it. So he will make his second to last pit stop. Joseph Newgarden, that crew goes to work. Again, Chad Gordon on the outside for tire. They'll fill it full of fuel. They'll have a problem getting the fuel hose out of that car, but he's down in the way.
All in all, a good stop. And David Malukas continues to impress, Davey, because of the bobble on the crew of Scott McLaughlin. He was able to pick up a position on pit road.
Yeah, sure was. And that's going to put him in that top seven, or we'll just need it for it to all cycle out, but they have top seven or eight at this point. But Pato Award. It's unbelievable how fast he is right now. Like I say, he's running the second groove around here. We were all wondering, is there going to be grip up there? Is it going to be okay to pass? The answer to that is absolutely yes. And for Pato Award, he runs up there whether he needs to or not. If it's wide open track, he still runs that second lane as we continue to see more cars coming to pit lane.
Well, Nick Yeoman, we'll go down to you for your observation yesterday in that final practice session. You picked up pretty early on the fact that Pato Award was awfully comfortable running that high line during that final practice yesterday.
Well, and I'll give a nod to Jake Query as well, because I think we both saw it at the same time. It was about a 6 or 7 lap sequence during practice when things got really racy yesterday, where Pato O'Ward stuck it on the outside and he was racing some of the faster cars and just left it up there lap after lap after lap. He can put that car anywhere he wants, and Mark, it looks like he's about to take that car to pit lane as the crew jumps over the wall. We're going to see a pit stop for our race leader here momentarily.
Michael Young.
Elio Castroneves comes to the attention of his crew. Clearly did not get that final practice due to an issue with that car. The car dropped. No packet pull. A little bit of slow at 7.8 seconds for that Meyer-Shank Racing team.
Marcus Ericsson, a routine stop for him. He was able to get on and off pit road. We see the DHL machine of Romain Grosjean in the very first pit box pull in for service. And just behind him, Pato O'Ward. He has been on rails, Nick Yeoman, as he hoped for a clean stop here.
Yep, when you're having a perfect day, the only way that it can go awry sometimes is down here on pit lane. He'll slide that black and orange car. The crew goes to work. They'll take all four tires off, put a fresh set of Firestone on. They're a little slow on the left rear. They got it attached. Slower pit stop for Pato O'Ward, but the pace continues to be blistering.
Back up the other end of pit road, and Brad Gilley.
Graham Rahal just came in on my end of pit road. He got a quick pit service. Again, that team is really struggling here this afternoon. Now, just about every single driver on my end of pit road has been in, Mark.
Alex Below is coming to pit road. Attention of his crew, Colton Herta. Davey also on pit road for service. Nick Yeoman is there.
It's going to be a routine stop for Alex Below as he peels out. He's been running in the top 10 all day long, as is Colton Herta. That car not strong enough to win, but Colton's been about 8th or 9th. Here comes Scott Dixon as well. We're anticipating a routine stop for Scott Dixon. Another one of those drivers, Mark, who's been in the top five all day long.
The PNC Bank machine comes to the attention of his crew as they go to work now. Looks like tires and fuel. Maybe a couple of turns of that left front wing for Scott Dixon. He is down and away. An update from turn four with Jake Query.
You know, the one thing I wanted to take a look at, guys, it might not have come to fruition, but the only thing slowing down Pato O'Ward was when he came onto pit road. He really had to lock him up right at that timing line where they look at the speed entering pit road. So I think Pato O'Ward, that car has been so fast that it almost caught him off guard that he had to slow down. But obviously, since he's gone through that pit cycle, we didn't hear anything about it. He got slowed in time, but he had to have flat spotted those tires in the last 100 yards of use for them.
Yeah, if they weren't worn before, they were after that.
Yeah, that's right. And it looks like the most important part is he did get it slowed down by that timeline, so he didn't have a pit speed penalty.
Michael Young, Felix Rosenquist, who took over the lead momentarily. He was your pole sitter all the day. He's coming to pit road.
Yeah, certainly not the day that Felix Rosenquist has won. It hasn't complained much about the car, but he will finally cycle his way down the pit lane as this crew goes into service as they wait for him, making his way down. We're trying to get through here to make sure we don't run into any of the A.J. Foyt guys, and here he comes. Felix Rosenquist will surrender the lead. First time he's led since the start of this race. They'll have a tearaway. Good stop, though, far. No changes to that car. Second to last stop for him. And a good one. 4.8 seconds.
That cycles the lead back to Pato O'Ward, who has led 48 laps of the PPG 375 here at Texas Motor Speedway.
Hey, race fans. Mark Derrickson. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
178 laps complete. Caution on the course, Davey, for Felix Rosenquist.
Yeah, unfortunately, didn't see the replay coming off turn four. Looks like he just got a little bit too high, slapped the right rear into the wall. Still motoring around coming off of turn two right now. That's going to bunch these cars up. And you got to remember, everybody went through their pit cycle right now. But, man, Pato O'Ward is just dominating this race over Newgarden, Pelot, Grosjean, and Dixon in top five. Right now, only two cars, I think, on the lead lap at this point.
Yeah, Pato O'Ward, Joseph Newgarden, that over 10-second lead that he has built will evaporate. Below Grosjean, Dixon, the top five. Malukas, Herta, McLaughlin, Rosenquist, and VK, the top 10. Ericsson, let's see, we start with VK in 10th. He's two laps down. Same for Ericsson at 11th. DeFrancesco in 12th. Catapino in 13th. 14th, Power. Also two laps down, 15th Ed Carpenter, 16th Ferrucci, 17th Ilott, 18th Peterson, 19th Castroneves, 20th Stingray Robb. Three laps down, 21st Simon Pagenaud, Christian Lundgaard, 22nd. Four laps down in 23rd, Graham Rahal, Connor Daly, 24th, Jack Harvey, 25th, Alexander Rossi, 26th. He is eight laps down. Kirkwood out of the race, 27th. Zane Fursato, 28th. He brought out the first caution on lap 46. And we did see some tense moments about two laps prior to the single car incident involving Felix Rosenquist, Davey. Quite a scare for David Malukas. He kind of got squeezed coming off of turn number two.
Yeah, David Malukas in that sixth position went to go put Graham Rahal another lap down, tried to squeeze between Graham and the wall. Not quite enough room. Did a white wall on that right side of his car, and he went on. And we're Rosenquist running that second line. Just doesn't have the grip his teammate does, because he came through there looking pretty solid, and all of a sudden the thing just turned. He got the back of the car into that turn four barrier, safer barrier, and he got it straightened somehow. Nobody got in any of his debris, which wasn't a lot of it, and he's able to make it on around the track.
That's got to be just an incredible sensation as a driver, Davey, when you're driving along and everything feels good, and just all of a sudden, without warning, it breaks loose.
Yeah, and that's what it was. I mean, it looked like, you know, he was running where his teammate, like I say, Pato Ward, usually runs, but the back of his car just took off, just didn't have the grip he needed.
Michael Young. Michael?
Yeah, getting all kinds of interference. Our apologies down here on pit lane, but did hear on the radio that David Malukas, they said the car was okay. David said 10-4. He didn't feel any vibration, so that's good news for them. As we look up and down pit lane, we see the two car laying out. Joseph Newgarden may be coming to pit lane. We'll see if that actually plays out.
There are cars that it appears as though among the front runners that they are coming to pit road, and indeed they are. Talking about O'Ward and Joseph Newgarden. Pato O'Ward comes to the attention of the Arrows crew, Nick Yeoman.
Yep, just our two leaders, as well as Simon Pagenaud. I'm guessing that was an emergency service pit, but Pato O'Ward slides into his pit box. The crew will go to work. It's kind of a match race here on pit lane. No changes for Pato O'Ward. Michael, what's the pit stop look like for Joseph Newgarden?
6.7 seconds. They added a full turn to that car and filled it full of 100% renewable Shell racing fuel. Interesting to see. We're at lap 182 right now. They're going to have to go 68 to get this race in. May have to see them one more time.
Brad Gilley, did you have some takers?
I did. Simon Pagenaud came in on my end of pit road, as well as Connor Daly. Obviously a lot of talk on the radio about staying out and trying to reclaim at least a lap, and some teams are going to need more than that if they want to finish on the lead lap.
Happy to report you guys on pit road are going to stay busy, because Davey, there are even more drivers laid out. Roman Grosjean, Colton Herta, looks like Alex Below, Scott Dixon, Scott McLaughlin.
Well, I think it's a bit of a stretch to make it in fuel that long. It's going to have to take, you know, some saving of fuel by that the driver, or, and you know, we don't want to see it, but another caution to make it to the end. So we might as well take the gamble, because you have so many guys a lap down.
Dick Yeoman?
Yeah, I mean, here's the question. Those guys most certainly will want to take the wave around with the two leaders pitting, but I think Davey's right. It's going to be awful close, and I think it's just a little bit too far for anyone to make it this far. But everybody looks like they're laid out with this second group of drivers that are one lap down.
And this is where the race strategists earn their keep, Davey.
That's right. That's where I don't want to be one, because this is really a bad point. Just so on the cuff right now. But
wait, what do you think you are up here? Yeah, I mean, you're our race.
Well, yeah, but I have nothing to risk.
That's true. You're undefeated right?
There's so many different calls right now. And what you have to say is the cars that just pitted, Pato O'Ward and Newgarden, they did just pit because they're allowed to early on as leaders. But they have now, they're going to have less fuel than the rest of these teams. They're going to, you know, so if they get waved around a lot, though, they make up the team. For example, Pelot, Grosjean, Dixon, Malukas, Herta, and those that they can come. They're going to have more fuel if they start right behind them. They're going to have three or four more laps of fuel than those leaders, and so it could be a big deal at the end.
And I mean, keep in mind, because of what we saw at St. Petersburg, Marcus Ericsson, I'm not sure he thought that he had a chance to win that race with about 10 or 15 laps to go, but everything that unraveled in front of him, and that's why it's significant for Pelot and Grosjean and Dixon and Malukas to make sure they keep good cars underneath them, because you never know what's going to happen between two guys that are as aggressive at times as O'Ward and Newgarden are.
Well, that's right. They're already back on the lead lap. So that tells you a lot right there. So anything can happen, and you have to just fight all day long. You just never, things like this can happen for sure. And it happened here last year with you know, Newgarden taking away on the last lap. We've seen the first race where Pato, or, you know, was leading that race handling, and Ericsson, he had a small problem. Ericsson was there to take advantage of it. Wave around is happening right now. So once this wave around happens, they're able to, like I said, everybody from third back's able to pit.
Hey, by the way, AMR IndyCar safety crew doing a great job of cleaning it up. A little bit of debris laid down there, but boy, that organization from top to finish, from the top to bottom, start to finish, and you know, just a great team, and they set the standard, I think, in motorsports in terms of servicing race day for sure. Let's go to Nick Yeoman.
Hey, Davey, with all these drivers taking the waiver round around, would it be smart for Pato and Joseph to come in and top off before those guys pit?
Yeah, you know, it would help them on fuel, and they have nothing to lose because you might as well just top off and do that. So it's interesting. You know, they could have waited till the very end and shot in like everybody else, but right now I think they did the conservative thing. Come in, they're the only two allowed to pit on the lead lap. It's going to give people a lap back, so all their advantage is gone. But man, I just think 68 laps, it's going to be a long. It's hard to get to the end on that much fuel.
Well, that number's down to 64 now, and of course, even though people say it, you know, they encourage drivers to quote unquote make fuel. Boy, only if you could, huh?
Only if you could.
Yeah, think of how the outcomes would change. But in those looking to go to the end, there's no question. The longer this caution goes, the better it is for them.
Yeah, that's right. And so what this did, just to kind of an idea, it went from two cars on the lead lap to eight cars on the lead lap right now. The first one lap down now is in ninth place. VK talking about that Ed Carpenter team. Good run for them. They pit a little bit earlier. They definitely have to do another pit stop. But that kind of tells you from two to eight, that's a big deal when it's Plo, Grosjean, Dixon, Maluka, Serta, and McLaughlin. Those guys could all know how to win. If they have a little more fuel than leaders, they could take advantage of that.
Getting ready to complete lap 188. Again, running 250 today. If you want to own a piece of IndyCar radio history, purchase a copy of one of our classic Indy 500 broadcasts. Go to IMS.com and click on the history tab. Look for historical race broadcasts to find nearly 70 years of racing from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. And a good heads-up call to that question by Nick Yeoman, because some of the leaders are coming to pit road. Among them, Michael Young, is Joseph Newgarden.
And his crew is set out there, and there's only one thing happening, and that is the top off of the fuel. We're going to have to be careful as he nearly runs into Alexander Rossi. Rossi has to check up. Scott McLaughlin will come to the attention of his crew. Matt Johnson, chief mechanic, goes to work on that front right. Good stop for Scott McLaughlin, although they did have problems with the right, and he will race Ed Carpenter off of pit lane.
Nick Yeoman.
Yep, and we'll see Alex Palou be the first one behind Joseph Newgarden off pit lane. Boy, it looked like Colton Herta might have just got hit by Scott Dixon. That was about four or five cars deep leaving pit lane. But, yeah, a lot of takers behind Joseph Newgarden. And, Mark, it looks like we've got problems for Will Power as well as he sits on pit lane. Looked like they just got that Verizon car refired.
He did not make the preferred entrance into his pit box, Davey.
Yeah, just didn't get the preferred entrance. I think he actually stalled it. They backed him back in, got him refired again. Now, one thing that we said, Newgarden, I think, did a wise thing by having that little extra feel over Pato O'Ward, but he's going to have four cars in between him and Pato O'Ward. Now, I expect him to go by them fairly rapidly. He has plenty of time to get back in that position. And right now, the sweepers are cleaning the second and third grooves right now for these drivers to kind of shoot it out then. Feel much more confident with Joseph Newgarden having enough fuel to go to the end than I do Pato O'Ward.
Any takers on your end of pit road, Brad Gilley?
Yeah, it was really busy on my end of pit road. In fact, Devlin DeFrancesco came in. We saw Callum Ilott came in. Ed Carpenter came in. Rinus VK. All of them got four Firestone tires and Shell Racing fuel as well.
I assume, Davey, that Joseph Newgarden is of the opinion, look, guys, let's get those sweepers off the turn two and let's get them back to their appointed positions. So let's get this thing back to green. Meanwhile, I got to believe Pato O'Ward's thinking, yeah, it's okay. Leave him out there for a little bit.
Yeah, let's leave him out there. Let's let this yellow go as long as he possibly can so I can assure that I try to have enough fuel. One thing I will have to say as well is the McLaren car seems like the Honda's been going a little bit farther on fuel than the Chevrolet's, which is a little bit surprising. But it seems like they get three or four more laps out of it. So right now it kind of evens it up.
Michael Young.
Tim Cindric, can you make it all the way? That's the question. And I know you're watching the leader, Pato O'Ward, as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We're just sitting here trying to figure out whether we have enough fuel to get to the end or not. But we need to get by the 18 here that's got 28 laps on his tires.
You certainly lost a little pace with Pato O'Ward. Was that an issue of saving fuel that last stint?
No. We didn't have enough front. We'd taken some wing out before and just didn't have enough front end.
Best of luck the rest of the way. That's Tim Cindric, guys.
And, Davey, unfortunately, an issue, it looked like, for the car of Santino Ferrucci. Pulled it out of the pit, stalled it. They had to pull it back and get it restarted.
Yeah, putting him not a good position by any stretch. Going to file in about 10th or 12th. with everybody on track, but he's going to follow him back in that running order for sure.
We could tell you that coming up after this, we'll head to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach as part of our post-race festivities today. We will talk with our good friend Jim McElligott, who's been obviously a part of that since its inception. Look forward to the sharing the conversations we had with Jim with you. That's April the 16th at beautiful Barber Motorsports Park on April 30th. Of course, there's a test coming up in April at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We'll have it for you May 13th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the road course. And then it'll be here before you know it, Davey. 107th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, it will be here before we know it. Here we are already into April, and just time flies. But the good news for us is racing's in full steam right now and not very far away before that Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
So we'll come up on 193 laps complete. Pato Award, David Malukas, Joseph Newgarden, Pillow, Grosjean, the top five. Herta, Dixon, McLaughlin, Erickson, and DeFrancesco, the top 10. Jake, pick up the field in the interest of turn number three.
A couple of cars that sit between Pato Award and the second place running David Malukas. Then Malukas has right on his heels Joseph Newgarden. You heard Tim Cindric say they're going to try to work their way around that 18 machine on a little bit older rubber. Right now, Pato Award has just behind him. Truth be told, Mark, can't tell if that's Pagano or Castroneves. It's one of those two. And then right behind him, you've got Christian Lundgaard, Benjamin Peterson. They are all a lap down. Pato Award starts to separate up turn number four.
David Malukas, Roman Grosjean decide to tear up a little grass as the front two start to pull away. A clean start for Pato Award into turn number two.
Well, the question is, where does Joseph Newgarden go? Answer is middle lane. Gets held up just a little bit there. That allows Pato Award to start to run away a little bit. But he knows that Joseph Newgarden is coming. Newgarden has already worked his way around David Malukas. Pato Ward is the leader up turn number four.
Newgarden wants that second spot. It's not easy for him to get it. There is a car running in between them. Again, it's one of the Meyer-Shank racing cars. It's Joseph Newgarden with a strong run to the high side in turn number two.
Boy, Newgarden all of a sudden looked like he was rubber banded off turn number one, but then Pato Ward said not so easy. Pato Ward went down now to the bottom, and now Alex Palou all of a sudden worked his way inside of Pato Ward, gets that lap back. But Pato Ward now with Joseph Newgarden, two carlings behind him.
Shot out of the proverbial cannon was Alex Palou off of turn number two. A strong run vaults him to the lead with Pato Ward and Joseph Newgarden in tow off of turn number two.
So Alex Palou said, you guys go ahead and do what you need to do. I'm going to go ahead and get up towards the front. That's exactly what Palou did. So Alex Palou now is the leader in that American Legion machine. Then it's Pato Ward just behind him. Then Joseph Newgarden goes down to the bottom line. They're the front three up turn four.
Yeah, front three starting to separate themselves a little bit into turn number one. It's Alex Palou, Pato Award, and Joseph Newgarden with 196 laps complete, Jake.
They worked their way now single file off turn number three. Palou, and then behind him, Pato Award. Then it's Joseph Newgarden setting themselves up now for turn number three. Marcus Ericsson has suddenly come up very quickly, but not a factor in that top three.
Yeah,
Palou with Award just behind him.
Ericsson's got some work to do. He's trying to uplap himself. He is a lap down, currently running in the ninth position. Got some work to do that. They stay bunched up, Jake, at the front of the field off of turn number two.
Almost feels like the practice session all over again, where everybody's kind of reconfiguring whether or not they like that middle or high line. Right now, Alex Palou likes the middle groove. He's got just behind him, though, Pato Ward trying to go low. Joseph Newgarden trying to go high.
David Malukas is keeping pace with that battle for the lead. Front four now into turn number one, and they are running two by two as they head toward turn number two.
Joseph Newgarden is going to try to make it one all by himself. He went to the high side, put Newgarden back to the lead. That puts Award now to second, Palou to second. Malukas is right there as well, though. Now David Malukas takes third over Pato Award.
Roman Grosjean, Colton Herta, they're starting to become players. So the front six or seven, you can throw a blanket over him, Jake, as they set up for turn number two.
Is absolutely jostling back and forth amongst all of them to find out exactly which groove they're going to stick with and where it works. Right now it is the leader that works his way into turn number three. That's Joseph Newgarden. He has Palou just behind him. Malukas just gave up the third spot because Pato Ward got around him on the outside.
200 laps complete this time by. It's Joseph Newgarden. See Pato Ward to his high side. He runs side by side with Palou. Grosjean trying to make it three wide into turn number one.
Grosjean, I think before he got into turn number two, decided to back out of that just a little bit. Now all of a sudden, Joseph Newgarden has all kinds of company right on his rear side. Now going to go high and sling it around him on the outside. That's Alex Palou again. So put Palou back to the lead. Joseph Newgarden is second.
Now Newgarden's mirror is full up of Alex Palou, and he gets to the bottom side, but he can't go there because Romain Grosjean wants that second spot into turn number two.
Boy, and Romain Grosjean had it for just a split second there, and Newgarden said, not so fast, my friend. Took him back to the middle lane. Alex Palou off turn number two with the lead. Newgarden right behind him. Now Palou Ward and Romain Grosjean. Palou Ward uses that draft to sling to the outside of Joseph Newgarden, trying to get that second spot.
Colton Herta, David Malukas, they're keeping pace. Matter of fact, Herta has designs on third place. Romain Grosjean does as well. Alex Palou starts to pull away a little bit, but here comes Palou Ward to the high side.
You wonder sometimes, is it better to be out front with no dirty air, or is it better to be drafting just behind? Right now, it's three of them behind the leader that is Alex Palou. This time, it's Colton Herta who has worked his way into second position. He just shut the door on Joseph Newgarden, who runs third.
Colton Herta went three wide into turn number three to make that pass. Now he'll go side by side with Palou and grab the top spot into turn number one. Colton Herta takes the lead in Texas Motor Speedway.
Colton Herta literally said to the leaders, hi guys, how are you? Nice to see you. Now I'm gone. So Colton Herta, three-car length advantage. Joseph Newgarden runs second. Then down to the bottom in the inside of Joseph Newgarden, Alex Palou, who takes the second spot back.
Palou and Newgarden going to go side by side at the start-finish line. They're all chasing down Colton and Herta. They stay side by side. Grosjean comes to the bottom side of Ward at the set of a turn two.
Herta holds on to the lead. He's got Newgarden running in that middle group. Then Palou just got shuffled back to fourth because Pato O'Ward runs in third. O'Ward tried to close it on Newgarden, not able to do it. Down to the bottom line, leader is Colton Herta.
Front four could become the front six. They're all pretty well stuck together. Malukas trying to keep pace. Colton Herta leads Joseph Newgarden into turn number two.
Romain Grosjean was running in fifth. He got in to take a look at everything that was happening with the front four. Right now, what he sees at the front of the field is Colton Herta, who has Joseph Newgarden just behind him. Then side by side, it's Palou and O'Ward. Pato O'Ward now to the third spot. He's going to try that high line and try to move his way in on Newgarden. That allows, however, Palou to take it to the inside.
206 laps complete this time by. It's Herta, Newgarden, Palou, O'Ward, and Grosjean. Then Malukas, McLaughlin, and Dixon, the top eight, still on the lead lap off of turn number two, Jake.
It is so fascinating because for the first two-thirds of this race, Colton Herta was just kind of a bystander on that 8-10 spot, watching as the lead slung it out. Now all of a sudden he realizes that car that he saw running up front all day is starting to give him some action to the outside. Pato Ward looking for the lead.
Front four, 2x2. Pato Ward going to get shoved to the lead by Alex Palou, but Colton Herta comes storming back to the bottom. He'll have the third spot for now as Pato Ward goes back to P1 off of turn number two.
Huge throng of fans in section 426 for the kid that went to high school in San Antonio, Texas. They're cheering for Pato Ward, who has taken the lead now. He has about a two-car length advantage over the second place running Alex Palou. Then it's Newgarden and Colton Herta.
Front four look like they want to go single file, but Grosjean has other ideas. He wants to go to the high side of Colton Herta as Alex Palou steps away to about a three-car length lead off of turn number two.
Alex Palou all of a sudden says, you know what? I like it up here. I'm going to go ahead and take that lead. Now he starts to pull it away off of turn number two from Pato O'Ward. Joseph Newgarden runs third. Then it's Romain Grosjean, followed by Colton Herta and Felix Rosenthal.
Now the leader's starting to separate a little bit, Davey, and it looks like second place might be sorting itself out. The best battle right now, Grosjean and Herta.
Yeah, no, it's going to be exciting to see. Everybody's cars at this last set, they made adjustments and got laps back. And look what we have, from two cars on the lead lap to a load, matter of fact, eight of them on the lead lap. And those eight are all battling for the lead.
Stingray Rob has lost control of his car. Davey, looks like that happened about the midway point of the back straightaway.
Yeah, he's going to have another yellow flag right now down that back straightaway. Hit the wall pretty good, Stingray Rob. And what's going to happen now? Everybody's going to have enough fuel. It's going to be on after this restart.
210 laps complete. 40 to go here at the PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway. Great stations all across this land of ours. Thank you so much for carrying the PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway, WCLS in beautiful Spencer, Indiana, WLME in picturesque Lewisburg, Kentucky, and how about KGYM in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Looking forward to visiting Iowa a little bit later on this year with the commitment that Hy-Vee has made to bringing back that event. And Davey Hamilton, chance to look at the replay involving Stingray Rob.
Yeah, he just got, as he said, got very high. As we see, oh, is that the leader coming in? Is the two first and second second place coming in? Yeah, that
we
sure
will recap
is.
All of that in just a moment. As Pato Award, Joseph Newgarden head to pit road. We'll start with Dick Yeoman.
Yep, there were some questions about whether Pato Award would come in. There were also some questions if he could make it on fuel. This will certainly answer that, but he's going to throw away all the track position. Four tire change, no adjustments for the driver who's dominated today.
Michael Young.
Joseph Newgarden came in. Four new Firestone Firehawks. They topped it off. No changes. So too David Malukas. He did take a half round out of that front wing. He's down and away, but a good stop for those HMD guys. And they did remind him Stingray Robb is okay.
Brad Gilley.
Very busy on my end of pit road. People trying to take every opportunity they can for adjustments. Devlin DeFrancesco came in. We also saw Simon Pagino, Ed Carpenter, Rinus VK, Callum Ilott. Really busy on the turn four side of pit road, guys.
Davey, back to your update on the, you saw the incident.
Yeah, so Stingray Robb, we couldn't see what happened really initially. Other than it showed him once he was into that outside wall. He kind of just rode it down through turn four. It looked like it was going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, the car shot straight to left. He really hit that inside wall. Almost head on with the left front tire, and the nose of that car hit very hard on the inside wall. He got out of the car. He's under his own power, so he's okay, thankfully.
An update from Jake Query in turn four.
Mark, just wanted to clear up for those that might have been confused by it. I erroneously had said Felix Rosenquist was running there in the top 10. Our pole sitter who was eliminated from this race earlier after contact, it was Alexander Rossi, who also himself had fallen out after a pit road incident, but got back in after being laps down. So it was Rossi's car there that was in the top 10 and not Felix Rosenquist. Not running in the top 10, but amongst the top 10 and not Felix Rosenquist.
AMR IndyCar safety team showing a bit of concern just off of turn number two with the outside retaining wall. They are working to make some repairs there. 215 laps complete. The third caution of the day, the PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway.
All right, Pato, what's happened here? There is 15 laps on anyone who stayed out. The field did split a bit. We chose to take new tires and not be worried about fuel save. That means you got to do what you got to do and what you've done really well all day today and pass your way back to the front.
That's great insight, right, Davey, as to what the strategy's like as we get toward the end of this race.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, right now, as we noticed, that was going to be a long stint on tires as well, and that's what was probably going to affect and could affect the cars that stayed out, which is Plo, Grosjean, Herta, Dixon. It could affect them just slowing down because of tire wear in general. But now, for sure, you got Newgarden and Pato Award, plenty of fuel. It'll be full rich, full go for it. And by the way, the four cars in front of them, all Hondas. They'll be the first two Chevrolets.
219 laps complete next time by Pato, Grosjean, Herta, Award, Dixon, Newgarden, McLaughlin, and Malukas. Those are the eight cars that are on the lead lap, Nate.
Yep, absolutely. And it's going to be exciting. They're getting ready to come for green right now. Pace car pulling in. There's some lap cars in between Pato and Newgarden and the leaders. But it's going to be exciting to watch them come through. As we said, they're going to have fresher tires. As right now, Mark, they're coming off of turn four. Green flag is out.
And the green flag flies with Pato, Grosjean, Herta, and Dixon. The top four, they stay single file. We'll see who makes the first move. Looks like Roman Grosjean's going to take a peek to the high side in turn number two.
And Alex Pato will keep it down to the bottom line, then drift up coming off of turn number two. Colton Herta will try to peek to the inside of Roman Grosjean, but Grosjean's busy going to the outside of Alex Pato. Now Colton Herta to the bottom line, going to try to make it three wide. No, Grosjean to the outside of Alex Pato on four.
Got to give him a lot of credit. He's hung around all day long, put himself in contention late, but just behind them, Davey, it looks like the call to come to pit road paid off. Award and Newgarden on rail.
Is paying off right now. Pato Award already in the fourth, third position, going by Colton Herta in turn three, and Newgarden right behind him.
Jake Query, turn number four.
Look literally like Joseph Newgarden said to Pato Award, cool, we're on the same plan. Let's go for it. Right now, the only thing in between him is Colton Herta. Roman Grosjean, technically the leader. Alex Pato to the outside. Pato, give it a look.
He had to lift a little bit going into turn number one. It's a side-by-side battle in front of him between Grosjean and Alex Pato, but here comes Joseph Newgarden.
Pato Award as well, and Pato Award goes to the bottom line. Pato Award's the leader in Texas. Alex Pato just behind him with Roman Grosjean, but here comes Joseph Newgarden to the outside line.
Pato made a three-wide pass into turn number three. Joseph Newgarden got to go side-by-side with Grosjean. Alex Palou is next to the crosshairs off of turn number two.
So Joseph Newgarden says to Pato O'Ward, all right, same strategy. I am going to try to get up there with you. Alex Palou says, not so fast, my friend. But right now, Pato O'Ward the leader. Alex Palou just behind him. Two curlings back then to Joseph Newgarden.
We have trouble in turn number three, jQuery. There's a car up against the wall.
There are two cars up against the wall, actually. As I look over here, it is Graham Rahal who is one of them, and the other one may be Devlin DeFrancesco, who, of course, as a rookie here, was eliminated by contact as well. Graham Rahal has come to a stop at the outside of the wall here in turn number four, just at the apex of the turn. Then down to the bottom line is Devlin DeFrancesco.
So, caution on the course at lap 223, Davey.
Unfortunately, I mean, it's still setting up to be a great race. We have 27, probably have about 21 laps to go by the time they clean this up, and it's going to be a shootout, obviously, between Pato O'Ward and Newgarden. I think Plo's right in the middle of them right now, but as we see, they got a bit of cleanup between Graham Rahal and Devlin DeFrancesco, and I think you guys mentioned this is the same two that crashed in that corner last year.
So, Pato O'Ward is your leader. Alex Palou is under caution, runs second. Newgarden third, Herta fourth, Grosjean fifth. Davey, you've had a look at it.
Oh, wow. That is a crazy. It looked like something obviously broke or happened to Devlin DeFrancesco's car. Oh, he was on the warm-up lane. He was, like, coming into pit lane too fast, shot back up on the racetrack, straight across, and Graham Rahal had absolutely nowhere to go. Got the front of that car airborne and went flying into the wall, and I think Devlin just got into pit lane way too hard if he was coming to pit.
Well, Brad Gilley, you heard some traffic between he and the guys on the pit box, Devlin DeFrancesco, and he said there might have been someone else involved.
Yeah, Mark, DeFrancesco got on his radio and said, I can't believe VK, so I don't know what happened to him before he had slowed, but they were not intending to come down to pit road. In fact, DeFrancesco was starting to have a good run racing his way back up into the top 10 here this afternoon.
Davey Hamilton, again, more look.
There was nobody. That was 100% Devlin DeFrancesco. He went way. I mean, he was two cars down on the warm-up lane. He wasn't even on the racetrack and just went straight up the racetrack. Nobody forced him down there. There was nobody by him whatsoever. And he shot up on the racetrack. I mean, straight across. If Graham Rahal went there, he was still going to hit the wall himself. He had such an angle. But, boy, thank God Graham Rahal's okay. Front of that car flying in there, and really hard contact to that outside barrier.
Michael Young.
I had an oh wow moment as I was watching Joseph Newgarden entering turn number one on the outside of Romain Grosjean. Joseph actually hit the wall, lightly scrubbed it at the entrance to turn number one. He never lifted, and actually Tim Cindric got on the radio and said, are you okay? He said, yeah, I did hit the wall. He goes, but you never lifted. He goes, no. Looks like that car's okay, but boy, Joseph Newgarden dodged a bullet as Romain Grosjean and Scott Dixon come to pit lane.
And Nick Yeoman is there.
We've got a couple takers that want some fresh tires late in this run. We see Scott Dixon, Romain Grosjean. They're both going to pit for fresh Firestone tires. Routine stops for those two. We see, looks like Alexander Rossi and Rinus VK. Yeah, a couple other drivers out of contention. But Grosjean and Dixon, the major players, Mark, that pit for fresh Firestone tires.
As you said, Davey, imitation of the sincerest form of flattery. They see the advantage that Newgarden and O'Ward have, and they say, well, we better emulate that.
Yeah, it's kind of like monkey see, monkey do.
Right,
and when
yeah.
they seen that it proved to be the thing to do, because they just shot right to the front of this field. Alex Palou is the big question mark. He has older tires, less fuel, right in between O'Ward and Newgarden. I think Palou has plenty of fuel, actually, to make it then. But what about his tires? Soon to find out if he could hold back Newgarden. But I really think it's going to be a shootout between Pato O'Ward and Joseph Newgarden for this win.
After this race and all week long, listen to your favorite NTT IndyCar Series races, including Classic Indy 500 broadcast 24 hours a day. Download the TuneIn app from Google Play or the App Store. So, full field rundown for you now with 23 laps to go. O'Ward, Palou, Newgarden, Herta, and David Malukas with another good run. Scott McLaughlin worked his way up to sixth. Scott Dixon is seventh. Romain Grosjean is eighth. Rest of these drivers are out, are a lap down, we should say. Ninth, Ericsson. Tenth, Castro Neves. 11th, Ilott. Canapino is 12th. 13th, VK. 14th, Carpenter. 15th, Peterson. Peterson, by the way, two laps down. Power, two laps down. Pagano, 17th. He's three laps down, along with 18th running Jack Harvey, 19th running Christian Lundgaard. 20th, Connor Daly, four laps down. Ferrucci is four laps down in 21st. Devlin DeFrancesco is out. Alexander Rossi currently shown as 23rd. He is seven laps down. Graham Rahal now officially out of the race. He's 24th, 19 laps down. Can be listed as out of the race as Stingray Robb, who is 25th. 26th out of the race, Rosenquist, 27th Kirkwood, 28th Takuma Sato. This is the fourth caution, by the way. There have been eight leaders, 21 lead changes. Joseph Newgarden's led 117 laps, Pato Award 78, Alex Palou 19, Colton Herta 4. Your pole sitter, Felix Rosenquist, has led four laps today. Rinus VK, plus 13 on the day. Elio Castroneves, plus 11. Jack Harvey is up 10, McLaughlin 9, Christian Lundgaard is up 8. Couple of things, Davey. Another solid, impressive run for fifth place running David Malukas, but we look a little bit further down. I know they're a lap down, but again, off a strong performance at St. Petersburg, Callum Ilott and Augustine Canapino currently run 11th and 12th.
That's right. They are a lap down, you're right, but what a great run by both those. And talk about Malukas. He's a superstar. I really think that this kid is going to, he has the opportunity to be up and running with these front runners week in, week out. He has a great attitude. He comes into this series for his second year with knowing and respecting the other drivers and knowing how much work it's going to take to be up there. And that Delcoin team, they're behind him. They're 100% behind him, and it's giving him another good race car to be in that top five.
Well, I know, obviously, Connor, frustrated with that 20th position right now at four laps down, but let's go up timing and scoring a little bit. Look at Rinus VK, 13th, Ed Carpenter, 14th. Both of those guys are lap down. I know you don't do all of this to run 13th or 14th, but given the fact that we pointed them out in the pre-race as a team that's struggling, I think that shows their perseverance and how they've worked their way into a serviceable day.
That's right. I think, you know, where we talked about the Rahal Carpenter team, it's really about getting a better qualifying setup. It seems like their race ups are okay. Rahal struggles, I think, more than Carpenter, but Carpenter's, they're fighting back between Rinus 13th and team owner Carpenter in 14th, like you said, and they could still make a few spots.
Under caution, lap 232, ready to be complete. Let's pause 10 seconds for state identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. Struggles, Davey, for a couple of guys. Alexander Rossi had plenty of spring in his step after a solid finish to St. Pete in the top five there in his debut with his new race team. Seven laps down in 22nd after that incident on pit road with Kyle Kirkwood. Still some work to do for Meyer Shank. Simon Pagenaud currently in the 17th position. He is three laps down, and again, a tough day got tougher for Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing. Graham looks like he's going to finish 15th. Jack Harvey's currently 18th. Christian Lundgaard is 19th.
Yeah, and just thankfully Graham's okay. That was a big shunt right there. And really, you know, I don't know, you know, what happened to DeFrancesco, but man, he is way offline. But you're right, they're still struggling with that team. But Rossi actually has a bullet of a race car, I think. It's just, I think his guys sent him out in traffic, and that wasn't any of his fault whatsoever.
And the one that's notable to me, currently running in the 16th position, two laps down, had to serve a drive-through penalty for striking a team member of the Verizon machine of Will Power. This is not the day he was looking for. Boy, after announcing that extension.
Yeah, I got a multi-year extension over at Penske. We're all excited about it for Will, but you know, he's going through a lot right now. His wife is going through some medical issues, and you know, praying for Liz, and hopefully she's going to overcome them sooner than later. But a lot on his plate right now. He had a great qualifying run. It hit the rev limiter on the second lap, slowed him down, kind of pushed him back in the starting field, but we thought he was going to drive to the front. Unfortunately, that car just hasn't had the balance he likes.
AMR IndyCar safety crew had a lot of work to do down in turn four. Jake Query, what's it look like now?
Well, they're starting to pick up just by hand a couple of loose pieces of debris at the very north end of the track between 3 and 4. Also, want to let everybody know that I can see the infield care center from here, and it looks like both drivers involved in this have been released from the Wise Health System infield care center, so that is the good news.
Yeah, I would imagine that if nothing else, Graham's blood pressure was up a little bit.
Oh, man, can you blame him with that? I mean, he probably was when it happened, and probably is right now. I mean, just innocent bystander and with nowhere to go, and just thankful hopefully he's okay. So we see him talking to TV right now, and maybe we can get a word with him.
234 laps complete next time by. Again, Pottawa Ward is your leader. Alex Pillow, Joseph Newgarden, Colton Herta, David Malukas, the top five, McLaughlin, Grosjean, and Scott Dixon through eighth place, Davey. And you continue to believe that it's ultimately going to come down to Ward and Newgarden.
Yeah, I just think as the race has gone on through the earlier stages, that they seem to be a little bit better. Boy, I tell you, it was so close to Grosjean and Newgarden. You're right. I mean, almost I could have ended his day. But I just think they have the best opportunity with the newest tires. And they've been the two that have led the first and second most laps. So, I think they definitely have a hand up.
Well, among those top eight that are on the lead lap, the two that could be in trouble, Davey, second place running Alex Pillow, last pitted on lap 188, same for Colton Herta.
Yeah, I think those two could be the ones a little bit in trouble right now. We'll just have to see. Grosjean, it falls back in seventh. Some of those, did Grosjean pit me? Look here.
Yeah, you've got Grosjean and Dixon pitted on lap 226.
Six, yeah.
So those tires are 13 laps newer than, for instance, Ward and Newgarden and Malukas and McLaughlin.
Yeah, so I think he has opportunity to run. We see some other cars come down pit lane. Erickson, cars that are a lap down right now. And actually, just, I think, come down pit lane as a... Yeah, let the leaders go. That's exactly why. It was a wave around. It was easier to bring them down pit lane, let those teams file into the back, just a little bit easier than doing a wave around with those drivers.
Yeah, that's a bit kind of a practice that the NTT IndyCar Series put in place a couple of years ago, Davey. They want the leaders to be able to get after it over the last 20 laps or so of the event. That's a good call because it puts on a good show for the fans.
Yeah, no, it's better. I mean, it's getting down towards the end here, and it's time to get after it. So you want clean, green racing. Hopefully you don't have to, have the lap cars get in the way.
An update again from Jake Query. Last time we talked to Jake, he did see a few AMR IndyCar safety crew guys out picking up some debris. Jake, how is that process going?
They have now brought their trucks back on to the pit road and reversing it off of pit road. So that means the only automobiles right now on this track, those that are competing and the pace car right now.
It's all going to come down to this, Davey. Yeah. About a 13-lap shootout inside nice this thing today, huh?
It's like a heat race. It's a short track, and it's going to be exciting right now. We know that we know who has the best tires. We know everybody has plenty of fuel. It's going to be exciting this last few laps.
I mean, even with four cautions today, this pace has been unbelievable.
It really has been. I mean, what time is it here? I think we started this race a little early, but just a little bit past 1 o'clock, almost finished for this race already.
And by the way, there was a chance of threatening weather later on this afternoon and early this evening, and a great call by the NTT IndyCar Series and folks here at Texas Motor Speedway to kind of speed things up a little bit in terms of our pre-race festivities so we can get this thing underway. And it looks like it was the right call because we're certainly have plenty of time to get it all in, we think, before any weather is impacted. The pace car steps away a little bit, has about a half a stretch lead over the back stretch. And Jake Query, give us the roll call now as we'll tell you. Pottawa Ward leads the field to turn number three.
And he has Alex Pillow just behind him, who is going to try to hold on to that position with Joseph Newgarden just behind him. Then you have Colton Herta behind him. It is that upstart second-year driver, David Malukas. He is followed by Scott McLaughlin, Roman Grosjean, and Scott Dixon. Plenty of heavy hitters here as we're going to try to decide it with 13 laps to go. Pottawa Ward, who went to high school in the state of Texas, trying to win another race here in this state. He comes out of turn number four.
Pace car is off, and the pace quickens, and Pottawa Ward gets a great jump. Joseph Newgarden works on Alex Pillow. Already going to dance to the high side into turn number two.
Pillow went to the low line. That put Newgarden to third. Those front three separate a little bit from Colton Herta. Now Alex Pillow going to go to the inside of Pottawa Ward, and Alex Pillow has taken the lead. Joseph Newgarden is very quick. He is now on the rear wing of Pottawa Ward, who runs in second.
And he is all over Pottawa Ward at the start-finish line. Ward going to go to the high side. Newgarden going to take a wait-and-see approach to see how this shakes out. David Malukas looks strong. He grabs the fourth spot of a turn number two.
Was Pottawa Ward playing cat and mouse there and said, you know what, I just want to find out where my car is. We shall see. They literally look like one right now. Alex Pillow with Pottawa Ward to his outside. They work their way off turn number four. Pottawa Ward and Alex Pillow.
Scott McLaughlin has hit the button of late. He has worked his way consistently into the top five on the final 10 laps of this race. Now Alex Pillow continues to lead. Joseph Newgarden grabs the second spot of a turn number two.
And David Malukas was there to play as well. Front three right now. Pillow, a again with Newgarden behind him. Now, Paolo Award goes to the bottom line, trying to take that second spot away from Newgarden, not able to do it. Malukas is right there with Pato.
Front four starting to separate themselves a little bit. Colton Hearn in fifth place, running all by his lonesome. Newgarden to the high side into turn number one.
Joseph Newgarden made the high side, the middle groove, stuck it right there, has not moved at all. Pato Award is right behind him with Alex Pillow washing up just a little bit. Now Pillow to the inside, going to try to take that spot back from Newgarden. It's Pillow, Newgarden, side by side up turn number four.
Pillow is on older tires. It hasn't bothered him just as yet. They almost go three wide into turn number one, but Pato Award has to lift a little bit. Joseph Newgarden slipped the P1 and starts to pull away off at turn number two.
I don't know how Pato Award was able to do that three wide for a millisecond, but it gave him some speed, because now entering turn number three, he's side by side with Joseph Newgarden, the two strongest in this race right now. Newgarden and Pato running 1-2.
And suddenly Scott Dixon wants to become a player. He has the fifth spot as those in front of him go side by side, two by two into turn number two.
There is not a knuckle in this place that isn't white right now. Joseph Newgarden with Pato Award to his outside off turn number two. Newgarden now starts to extend just a little bit into turn number three. Pato Award slots in just behind him. Alex Pillow runs in third with David Malukas.
Pillow made an Pato Award made an erratic move off of turn number four. Don't know how he kept it off the wall. They're side by side in the apex of turn number two.
They literally look like slot cars entering turn number two. Joseph Newgarden in that white and baby blue PPG machine. The orange of Pato Award just to his outside. Newgarden slinks in just a little bit. Now Alex Pillow runs in third, trying to get a good look at all of that. David Malukas runs in fourth.
Those older tires might be starting to impact Alex Pillow just a little bit. David Malukas. Now Roman Grosjean work on it. The battle for the lead. Side by side into turn number two with five left to go.
Under 20 turns left in this race, and Newgarden and Pato Award now look like one car coming off of turn number two. Pato Award just a little bit of a lead to the outside. Newgarden goes down to the bottom line. Pillow gets there as well. So it's Newgarden, Pato Award, Alex Pillow running in third.
Pillow with an awfully strong run has the second spot of the start-finish line. David Malukas wants to get a piece of this. Other cars getting involved. Now Roman Grosjean, Scott Dixon, all there off of turn number two.
Started to push up. Alex Pillow started to push up Pato Award, but then stayed low. That allowed Pillow to wash up just a little bit. That put Pato Award to second. Joseph Newgarden still the leader off turn number four.
Got a really strong run off at turn number four. Did Pato Award. He goes to the high side of Joseph Newgarden. Newgarden taking the short way around. They almost touch at the entrance of turn number one.
It literally looks like both of them are driving cars with the same setup, same tires, same fuel. They are literally right now one car seemingly heading into turn number three. Joseph Newgarden to the bottom. Pato Award just outside of him. Alex Pillow is right on the rear wing of the second place running award.
Trying to keep pace with two laps to go. Nothing has been decided. Alex Pillow, the interested spectator. Side-by-side battle for the lead. Here comes Grosjean. Here comes David Malukas. They want to get up and play, but now it looks like a two-horse race at the entrance of turn number three.
And we have a problem. It's Roman Grosjean who hit the wall, leaving turn number two, and as a result of that, Newgarden now with Award just behind him with a caution flag coming out. Roman Grosjean did not make it out of turn number two.
And the white flag and the caution flag fly, Davey Hamilton, at the same time.
Yeah, unfortunately, Grosjean, what a great run. I seen him going in not that high, just in the second groove. Just Grosjean luck right now. Just had a good run going, back in, turned around, hit that outside barrier oh so slightly. But that race, it's over now.
Yeah. Second race in a row that's happened to him to start the season.
Yeah, just right at the end. Very unfortunate. We see that, you know, I mean, he was running in fifth at the time. Just such a bummer for Grosjean. I was really happy for him, especially on an oval, having such a good run. But right now, it looks like this final lap, it's going to be Newgarden Award. What a great race. Pillow and Malukas. I can't say enough about Malukas on a little bit older tires than the rest of the field. Really made a good front run for that fourth.
Pillow last stopped on 188, and he was up there in that fist fight. The Advance Auto Parts checkered flag flies at the start-finish line. Joseph Newgarden going to go back-to-back at Texas Motor Speedway. He wins the PPG 375. Pato Award, a spirited battle, comes up just short, finishes second for the second race in a row. Pillow, Malukas, Dixon, the top five, McLaughlin, Herta, Grosjean, Erickson, and Ilott, the top 10. However, race control is going to review the results, see where we stood when that caution flag flew post-race when we come back to Texas Motor Speedway.
Hey, race fans, it's Joseph Newgarden. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
Davey Hamilton, the results are indeed official. The running order, that is. Joseph Newgarden led 123 laps today. He gets the win. Pottawa Ward finishes second, Pelot third. David Malukas fourth, Scott Dixon fifth, McLaughlin sixth. Seventh was Colton Herdup. All of those cars on the lead lap. And 188 was the last time that Alex Pelot stopped for fresh tires, Nick Yeoman. But he was up there slugging it out at the end.
Yeah, we had him. He's going to go down and shake Pato Award's hand. Boy, Alex, what a race. You did a heck of a job keeping it up there up front all day. How wild was it?
It was super fun. It was wild, as you said. We had a great car. The number 10 American Legion car was really, really good. I think it was the best we had all weekend. And I'm super happy. It's my first podium on an oval race, not being the Indy 500. So I'm really happy. Got a lot of confidence. The crew did an amazing job on the pit stop strategy. So, yeah, obviously bummed that we couldn't get the win. But honestly, I think that the 2 and the 5 were a bit stronger all weekend. We tried, but it was not enough. So, we'll come back stronger.
All right, best in class. Alex Pelot comes home third. Brad Gilley, how about his teammate right behind him?
Scott Dixon, a fifth-place finish here at Texas. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time in victory lane here, even won championships at this racetrack. But this top five here today, how does this stack up based on what your car was and how the race went?
It was okay. You know, I think it's hard to tell because there's so many cautions at the end, right? Nobody ever really got a long run, or, you know, you couldn't really feel how the car was. We had a bit of a weird one on, I think, stint two, where we kind of made some adjustments, and I don't know if it was just set of tires or what, but we just had a ton of understeer. At the end there, we should have maybe pitted on the second to last, you know, pits open, and then we did it on the last one. I think if we had a few more laps, we definitely had the speed to do it. It was just, but people were chaotic too, man. Grosjean was all over the show out there.
All right, there's words of Scott Dixon, who got a fifth-place finish here, guys.
Davey Hamilton, you want to give the drive of the day to David Malukas, who finished fourth today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he did a great job. The kid just continues to show how talented he is in that Delcoin car. And, he gained a lot of ground. We're going to talk to him right now.
Brad Gilley.
Yeah, David Malukas, one heck of a drive out there. Your name came up a lot throughout this race, and you bring it home to a big top-five finish. How was it out there?
Oh, it feels so good. I mean, Matt, from the team, we put so much hard work to making sure that this car was quick. And, you know, even in qualifying, we were right behind the big three. And at the end there, I mean, we're battling with them. So, Matt, it feels so good. Thank you so much to Dillcoin Racing with HMD Motorsports. I mean, they gave me a hell of a car out there. We even had a few issues, and we looked through it, and we still managed to get a P4 there. I am through the moon. If we can keep getting consistent finishes like this throughout the end of the season, we'll be in very good shape.
A couple of late race restarts to fight through as well. What was it like on the track for you?
Oh boy, it was a lot of fun, but at the same time, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty scary at times. It was pretty intense. I tapped the wall. I think it was with Ray Hall. He kind of closed it in a little bit and had some wall taps, and then we had a bit of vibration till the end. But we managed to survive. It was chaos, but it was beautiful chaos. It was so much fun. I loved it, and you know, I had a really good car behind me. So at the end of the day, I knew I was confident.
All right, fourth place run for David Malukas here at Texas. Let's go to Victory Lane with Michael Young.
Joseph Newgarden congratulating the crew, a 17th in St. Petersburg, and you're able to get the victory today. Joseph, it wasn't that last lap dash. You were able to hold him off 12 laps, over a dozen on that final restart, and you're able to work your way up front. Only fitting that you and Pottawa Ward were there at the very end battling for that win.
Oh, just a tough, tough race to win. Very, very difficult. You know, I think Pato was extremely strong, and he drove me with a ton of respect. So did everybody. You know, I think Pelot was incredibly difficult to beat. He was on older tires. But, you know, we just tried to be in position there at the end and capitalize, and I think that's what happened. You know, we lost a step in the middle of the race. Pato got away from us. We made some adjustments, and I think we went the wrong way on my lead. And, you know, we just brought it back, and when the car needed to be good, it was good in the end.
Was there fear towards the end? You had to come in, top off on that fuel. Fortunate that caution came out, and you were able to get four new Firestone Firehawks.
Yeah, Tim and me had talked about it before, and it was on his call, and absolutely the right call. You know, that's what he said he was going to do in that sort of situation, and they stuck to it. So I wasn't second guessing it. I thought it would probably be right, knowing the racing style here. And, you know, like I said, he called the right race.
Talk to the fans who are listening to us on the PA system. You, Pottawa Ward, that was some of the best racing we've seen here at Texas Motor Speedway in quite some time.
I mean, that's Texas side by side, what everybody. Yeah, it's tougher on us. For the driver, it's a much more difficult day, but I know the fans got to love it. I mean, I know as a racing fan, I'd want to see that type of racing. That's what I'm used to seeing at Texas. So I think they brought that back for sure. I hope everybody enjoyed it. It's stressful. It's just absolutely stressful for us up front.
Enjoy that new cowboy hat and those six shooters.
Thanks.
Joseph Newgarden, your winner here at the Texas Motor Speedway, Brad Gilley.
We're here with Pato Award, who finished second. Pato, I don't even know what to ask you because I know nobody wanted to see that race finish under yellow, especially you. How wild was the run to the finish there?
It's a fantastic race. I think that's probably the best race Texas has ever seen in the last at least 3-4 years. I have to give it to the guys. They gave me a freaking rocket. I think we proved that halfway through the race. You know, obviously the yellows weren't ideal for us, but at least we didn't like get screwed by one, right? So I'm grateful for being able to finish, to fight. Had a lot of fun, but yeah, it stings a little bit. Just, you know, I had the timing perfect. It's just bummer it ended in a yellow.
You mentioned how much fun it is. How much respect do you have for Joseph Newgarden, those guys up front, to run wheel to wheel like that?
He's one of the guys that I can trust up until the inch, and I'm pretty sure he thinks the same for me. So, we were just giving everybody a good show, like they deserve, and on to Long Beach. We've had 2 seconds so far. It's a fantastic start to the season, but we've let two wins run away for sure. So it is what it is, but super pumped and super proud for everybody that's within the team, not just in the five car, but all of Arrow McLaren. We've grown, we're getting better, and I think everybody knows that we're here.
Great job today.
Thank you.
That's Pato Award. Mark James, he takes over the IndyCar points lead, albeit super early in this season. But, boy, Pato Award, he and Joseph Newgarden, they were the show. Award has to settle for second for a second straight race this season.
Well, he can take some, satisfaction to the fact that, if you remember, Davey Hamilton 1 year ago, a guy won a championship with one win.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And consistency is going to be everything. Yeah, I promise if he gets seconds every race, he's going to win this championship. But one other thing, Mark, I want to say, we talked about Grosjean. Grosjean actually got into the left rear or the left rear of Malukas. Malukas is very lucky. Just shows a replay again. It looked like Malukas was in that second groove, and Grosjean just slid up so slightly, got his right front tire into the left rear of Malukas. It actually, and then tried to crack for it, and that's what got Grosjean. But Malukas was very lucky that he wasn't part of that accident as well.
Well, this was an entertaining race for sure from the very beginning, Davey.
Yeah, you know, this is how I remember Texas. You know, we used to be 3 and 4 wide. This was 2 and 3 wide, so what a great race. It was one of those where Colton Herta at one point was leading, and the next lap he's fifth. That's what we all love to see. We love good competition. I'm all over what Joseph Newgarden says. As a driver, it's really not that much fun. It's super stressful, but it's about putting a show on for the fans. It's about, putting on an exciting race for you, and it just brings the best out of all these drivers, and I have to say that these guys running up front did a fabulous job.
Well done today. Safe travels.
Yep, thank you.
All right, your points look like this. Pato Award leads Marcus Ericsson by 7 points. Scott Dixon, 15 back. Let's see. Joseph Newgarden is 16 back, and in fifth place, 22 points back, is Alex Palou. Davey, we do need to touch upon the battle for the Manufacturer Championship before we let you get out of here. And Davey Hamilton, it's now standing at 168 to 158. Pretty good day.
Yeah, really. I think it kind of came in really close to the same. I can't remember exactly what it was, but right now, a 10-point difference between those manufacturers, something that we want to keep track of this entire year, tells you how great these manufacturers and how close they are. You got a Honda. You did get Chevrolet's first and second, but you got Honda's grounding out the top five. So three, Palou, Malukas, and Dixon in that top five. So that's a championship we're going to keep eye on.
So Joseph Newgarden, your winner. Pato Award finishes second. Palou third. David Malukas fourth. Scott Dixon fifth. Scott McLaughlin sixth. Colton Herta seventh. Marcus Ericsson finished in eighth, a lap down. Also a lap down, ninth place, Callum Ilott, 10th, Castro Neves, 11th, VK, 12th, Canapino, 13th, Carpenter, 14th, Grosjean. Two laps down at 15th, Benjamin Peterson, Will Power, 16th, 17th, Pagano, 3 laps down, Jack Harvey, 3 laps down at 18th, 19th, Lundgaard, 3 laps down, Connor Daly is 4 laps down, shown in 20th, Santino Ferrucci, 4 laps down in 21st. 22nd, Alexander Rossi, an early race incident on pit road relegated him to seven laps down. He finishes 22nd today. Out of the race, Devlin DeFrancesco, then Rahal, Rob, Rosenquist, Kirkwood, Takuma Sato. Let's hear from Romain Grosjean, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, Romain Grosjean did an amazing job driving up into the top five all day long. What happened there at the end?
I don't really know yet. What happened is that we didn't finish the race, but we were looking at maybe winning or being on the podium on an oval, so that's awesome. We had a fast car, had a good feeling on it, but sadly, one lap too short.
What did you think and make of the wheel-to-wheel racing all day long?
Hey, it was wild out there. It was wild, but it was fun, so I enjoyed it.
All right, glad we could catch up. Glad Roman is okay. Of course, the driver that brought out Mark, that final caution that ultimately won the race for Joseph Newgarden.
Good stuff, Nick Yeoman. That's a good get. Always happy to hear that Romain Grosjean is okay and wish him all the best at Long Beach. Joseph Newgarden led eight times for 123 laps. Pato Award. 91 laps led, led seven different times. Pelot led five times for 22. Herta four laps. Rosenquist led four laps. There were a total of eight leaders, 27 lead changes, five cautions for 51 laps. Big movers of the day, Rinus VK plus 15, Elio Castroneves plus 11, Jack Harvey plus 10, Scott McLaughlin plus 9, and Marcus Ericsson plus 8. When we come back, we'll have conversations with Jim McKellion as we start to preview the April 16th Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Sunday, April 16th, but so much going on in the days leading up to it, talking about the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Our good friend Jim McKellion joins us, and Jim, let's get right to it. What's on the agenda in terms of all the various forms of motorsports you're going to offer fans to enjoy that weekend?
It's obviously headlined by the NTT IndyCar Series, which, by the way, is featuring 27 entries, which is the most we've ever had here, which will be great for the fans. We also have the IMSA WeatherTech Championship here with their new GTP hybrid-powered cars. And we have four other races series here on the weekend. So, as usual, there'll be action-packed activity going on the circuit here on race weekend, the 14th through the 16th of April.
Well, the thing that's always impressed me, Jim, is that there's something to see and do for everyone, because if you want to take a break from a full day activity worth of racing, boy, the food vendors, there's entertainment, there's plenty to see and do all throughout the entire facility.
Yeah, and that pattern continues on. In fact, we've enhanced it to a certain degree this year. We have two concerts on Friday night and Saturday night, the Kings of Chaos, with some selected all-stars coming on Saturday night, and Friday night we have a new sort of a venture, Boombox Cartel here. It's a Hispanic-oriented DJ program, and we think that'll be intriguing for a lot of people. And as you indicated, all weekend long we have that huge Lifestyle Expo in the convention center, which attracts thousands of people with the interactive games. There's Family Fun Zone, and a variety of food and beverage options, including a huge food truck pavilion on the Shoreline Drive. So there's plenty of everybody of all ages.
Well, Jim McKellion is our guest. And, Jim, you know, for the longest time you had Toyota as your title sponsor. And when that went away, how thankful are you and how grateful are you about the relationship that you developed with the good folks at Acura?
They have been a great partner to us. They came in 2019. So now we're in our fourth event with them, and they just continue to develop it, not only in terms of the partnership, but also in terms of displaying all of their handiwork, their hard work, their new cars, the introduction of new vehicles, and participation on behalf of the dealers and all of the Acura owners. So we couldn't be more pleased with how that partnership has evolved over time. And, you know, we have 35 other sponsors here who are all contributing to the success of this event.
Lastly, and most importantly, Jim, where can people get tickets?
The best option is to go straight to GPLB, as in Grand Prix Long Beach, .com, and go on there, and you'll be able to pick the seats that you want from those that are still remaining. and other options such as paddock garage passes, et cetera, they'll all be available there.
And we are looking forward to our coverage of that all throughout the course of the weekend. Jim, thanks so much for your time, and we'll continue to encourage people to come enjoy the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach coming up April 16th.
Thanks, Mark, and we look forward to seeing you here.
The PPG 375 at Texas Motor Speedway has been brought to you by Firestone, the official tire of the NTT IndyCar Series, for redefining the limits. Advanced Auto Parts, official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series. Pennzoil, official motor oil of the NTT IndyCar Series. By American Medical Response, official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series and the AMR IndyCar Safety Team. Coors Light, cold as the Rockies. Coors Light is proud to be the official beer partner of the IndyCar Series. Coors Light, made to chill. BorgWarner, official turbochargers of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Hinchman Racing Uniforms, nothing fits like a Hinchman. The Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in motorsports. Safety Clean, official environmental service partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, an official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Racing Optics, the official aero screen and helmet tear-off of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Shell, official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. And by NTT, official technology and title partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Our driver analyst today, Davey Hamilton, in the pits, Michael Young, Nick Yeoman, and Brad Gilley. Our turn announcer, Jake Query. Chief engineer, Rick Evans. Satellite and technical support by Scott Burgett. Our producer, Sam Brumson. Production assistance by Paul Levitt. The network director is Chris Pollack. This is Mark James. Don't forget, you can listen to IndyCar Radio 24 hours a day. Go to IndyCarRadio.com or download the TuneIn app to your phone or tablet. Then come right back here to this IndyCar Radio Network station in 2 weeks for the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Our coverage gets underway at 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, April 16th. We'll talk to you then.
The preceding was an exclusive copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.